Your home for high school sports. Kane Radio, AM 1240.
Hey, welcome to Catholic High's broadcast here in Lake Charles, Louisiana, as the Panthers take on the Saints of St. Louis. Of course, tonight's contest pits Saints here and the Panthers, coached by Brent Indes. Yeah, of course, taking on a 3A opponent, coached by Charlie Cryer. Panthers come in with a 1-0 record, with a big 42-35 win over Westgate last week. Meanwhile, the Saints were losing to a local team, Sam Houston, by the score of 55-38. Of course, this game is brought to you in part by Alfred Aqua Insurance, Armitar Jewelry, Spanish Lake Market, Hike Menville and Grubbs, Gulf America Wire Rope, Romero's Power Sports, The Landscape Ranch, Freeman's Furniture, Action Specialties, Allstate Credit, Sugar Oaks Golf Course, Birchester Investments, R&R Glass, Coca-Cola, Landry Watkins, Rapaski & Bros, Smoker's Choice, Southern Style Automotive, Coca-Cola of New Iberia, Arsenal Ford, Iberia Medical Center, Jimmy Champagne Allstate, McDonald's, all local McDonald's, J.P. Thibodeau, D.A. Bo Dewey, A-Bears Garden Center, Johnny's Pizza, and the K-Dana's Hearing Center. And the Panthers tonight, they're going to rely on Diallo Landry and Jaden Stokes, both who ran well last week against Westgate. Stokes ran in for over 200 yards and being named the player of the week. Meanwhile, Panthers and St. Louis have met on the gridiron over four times in the last 8 to 10 years, with the Saints winning all four games by the score of 21-17, 16-7, 34-14, and 34-28. And for you older listeners, you may recall St. Louis, the team being called Landry Memorial back in the 60s. And also, they were a Christian Brothers school, too, founding and there also. But tonight, the Saints are led by quarterback Bailey Hardy, who threw for almost 400 yards last week. They played Saturday due to the inclement weather here, and also his fine wide receiving and running back combination, Connor Williams. Defensively, linebacker Grant Charlie, who had over 10 tackles last week, and DB Carrington Guillory, two people the Panthers have to watch out for. Panthers last week were touched by long pass completions for touchdowns, and that pretty much put the Panthers' pass defense tonight on the spotlight. So we're going to see how that holds up. Meanwhile, the Panthers, just a beautiful afternoon for high school football. With me, as always, is Rich Romero. He'll be doing the color analyst for me tonight, and I want to get Rich on just for a few moments to say a few words, and he's doing a little homework, so we'll see what Rich has to say. Interesting contest here tonight, Rich. Take it away.
Thanks, Tony. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to an away game for Catholic High. Both teams are on the field warming up. St. Louis chose to practice at their school before coming here, so they just arrived about 15 minutes ago by buses. Escort and police escort, and took the field, put their pads on quickly, and they're already stretching, ready to go. So it's about 80 degrees here. The field, beautiful field, and we look forward to a nice game tonight. We'll see how the defense does after last week. There was a lot of offense on both sides, so we'll see if coach has been able to tighten that up some. And we're getting close to the kickoff, so hang in.
Thank you, Rich. Meanwhile, Panthers on the field going through their pregame warm-ups, and we're going to take our first break of here on pregame show. Of course, always brought to you by Lloyd Petu and Southern Star Automotive. They do a great job for us at Kane Radio. So we'll be back with more pregame on Kane Radio, AM 1240.
This is Lloyd Patu.
And I'm Little Lloyd.
At Southern Style Automotive, with our combined experience, we are able to bring you affordable, quality, pre-owned vehicles.
We take all trades, easy financing, and we give you a vehicle today.
And as a notary, I am available for your convenience.
Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, we're here for you. We now offer vehicle inspections also. Southern Style Automotive, great deals, friendly service, and easy financing. And don't forget to like us on Facebook.
Catholic High School is dedicated to the development of 4th through 12th grade students through academic excellence and Christ-centered values rooted in caring discipline, compassion, and zeal. CHS offers a variety of classes to serve all students, including band, photography, dual enrollment college credit courses, as well as 14 sports for male and female students. Call us today for your personal tour and visit www.chspanthers.com for more details.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew! Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Hi, this is Larry Miller. We have something new and delicious at McDonald's. Our new signature crafted sandwiches, which have three unique recipes. The sweet bacon barbecue, maple bacon Dijon, and pico guacamole. You get to choose from a quarter pound beef patty, a buttermilk crispy chicken, or a grilled chicken patty. Then we'll put them on your choice of a sesame bun or an artisan roll. McDonald's and the new signature crafted sandwiches. I'm loving it.
And now, back to the stadium on Kane Radio, AM 1240.
Welcome back to Lake Charles, where the Panthers tonight take on the St. Louis Saints. Boy, you have to watch my alliteration there. As the Panthers, of course, coming to the ballgame 1-0, and they defeated 4A Westgate last week. Well, really an exciting game. Westgate got behind the Panthers early 21-0 and then came storming back to take a 7-point lead. Panthers tied up. Westgate comes back again to take a 35-28 lead, and the Panthers score the last two touchdowns, with the last score coming with 13 seconds left to go in the game. The extra point kick was good by Sam Robichaud, and the Panthers had a 7-point lead with 13 seconds, and the old fumble Ruski didn't work out real well for Westgate, and the Panthers come out with a big win. Tonight, a beautiful day for our night evening for high school football. We're here in Lake Charles at the old Lake Charles High School field here. A lot of members from this field, as the Jackets of Narberry used to take on Lake Charles. I think the Wildcats was their nickname back then. But we're looking for a great game tonight. The real concern that Coach Endes has is the throwing of Bailey Hardy, the fine quarterback from St. Louis, who threw for almost 400 yards last week. It's going to be important. Panther crowd starting to show up in their red. And, of course, the St. Louis Saints coming into the stadium. So we should have an interesting ball game tonight. Panthers, of course, in their white jerseys, red numerals, red pants, and red headgear. Meanwhile, St. Louis is in their I'd say there's more of an orange-type uniform. They have orange pants with a blue and white stripe, UCLA stripe, blue and white stripe on the shoulder pads with white numerals, and an orange-type jersey. So the Saints of St. Louis. Meanwhile, field conditions tonight, excellent. Wind, a little wind out of the north. Panthers right now in the south end zone. So just Coach Endes is just getting up now to talk to him. So should have an interesting contest tonight. So we'll be back with starting lineups in after this break. You listen to CHS Football on Kane Radio, AM 1240.
This is Lloyd Patu.
And I'm Little Lloyd.
At Southern Style Automotive, with our combined experience, we are able to bring you affordable, quality, pre-owned vehicles.
We take all trades, easy financing, and we give you a vehicle today.
And as a notary, I am available for your convenience. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, we're here for you. We now offer vehicle inspections also.
Southern Style Automotive, great deals, friendly service, and easy financing. And don't forget to like us on Facebook.
When considering your health care, you don't have to leave Iberia Parish for nationally recognized care and service. Iberia Medical Center has been serving the parish and surrounding communities since 1960, celebrating 55 years of health care this year. They're recognized nationally for patient care, receiving the Women's Choice Award as one of America's best hospitals for patient experience for two consecutive years. They've received the Studer Group Excellence in Patients Care Award for communication with doctors, and they were designated as one of Louisiana's top hospitals in both 2013 and 14. Iberia Medical Center, improving the health and quality of life in our community.
The friendly staff at Simon Auto Glass and B&G Glass would like to wish the Panthers of CHS good luck this football season. And remember, whether you're looking to replace that cracked windshield or in need of a custom shower door for that new bathroom project, or just looking to replace that broken window pane on the garage, the knowledgeable staff at Simon Auto Glass and B&G Glass are ready to assist you with all of your automotive, residential, and commercial glass needs. Located on the corner of Jefferson and Main. Go Big Red.
People make all kinds of mistakes with life insurance, like having some coverage but not enough to keep your family in the house, or only having life insurance through work and then losing your job. Want to avoid those mistakes? Get an Allstate agent. They can help you get the coverage your family needs at an affordable price. Are you in good hands?
Call New Iberia Allstate agent Jimmy Schompheim today and ask for a complimentary life insurance review. Life insurance offered by Allstate Life Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois, and Lincoln Benefit Life Company, Lincoln, Nebraska.
And now, back to the stadium on Kane Radio, AM 1240.
Welcome back to Kane Radio for CHS football as the Panthers take on the Saints tonight. High school football action here in Lake Charles. And let's have the starting lineups. And with the starting lineups tonight, our color analyst, Richard Romero. And Richard, take it away.
Okay, for Kalakai offense, Diallo Landry, of course, number two, quarterback. But then Peter LeBlanc, who had a great game last weekend. Number three, Trey Amos. Slots of Ben Landry and Cole Leapery, 21 and 27. Jaden Stokes, the running back. The guards are Harrison Shexnana and Warner Simon. Spencer Broussard, the center. Offensive tackles are Chandler Bertineau and Jerry Mullen. And the kicker is Sam Robichaud. For St. Louis on defense, Joseph Perkley, number two. Carrington Guillory. Gabe Meyer, number 10, the sophomore. Matt Houston, the junior. Seth Bouillon. Grant Choley's also a senior. Logan Lofton. And Evan Gilbert is a freshman starting on defense. Charlie Droth is a sophomore, so it's young players. On defense, the CHS is Jacob Lanassa. Nose guard, Marlon Brown, junior. Andrew Mayu, senior. Defensive end, linebackers are Armin LeBlanc and John Bordas, as well as Garrick Arsenault, who was active last week. Noah Broussard, the safety. Free safety is Brock Romero, who made a nice interception last week. Cornerbacks, Zoe Cormier. Strong safety, Chris Landry. Cornerback, Peter LeBlanc, and the punter is also Peter LeBlanc. For offense of St. Louis is number seven quarterback, Bailey Hardy, who had a great game last week. Michael Laverne, Jeremy Caesar, wide receiver. Connor Williams, also a wide receiver. Benji Chatter, number 30. Luke Queenan, the senior. Nick Sullivan, the guard. Will Upshaw, Grayson Broussard. Kyle Guidry's a junior playing. Jaden Johnson's a wide receiver, sophomore. And the punter and kicker for them is Adam Lee.
Thanks, Richard, with the starting lineups. And the captain's a meeting on the field right now. So the Panthers trying to make out numbers as I'm being blocked out by the St. Louis team. But it looks like 23, 22, 27, and 21 for the Saints. Of course, 21 is Jeremiah Caesar. 23 is Seth Bouillon. 27 is Connor Williams. And 22, Matt Houston. I missed his number. Anyway, and for the Panthers, it looks like 65. Can't make out the other number right now. 65, of course, for the Panthers is Mr. Harrison Shakesnyder. And, Rich, can you make out the other? Can't make out the other number. It looks like trying to see who that may be right now. It looks like St. Louis might have won the toss. And they're going to defend the Panthers. 77 looks like for the Panthers. And that's Chandler Bertineau. So those are the Panther offensive linemen. And so it looks like Panthers will initially defend the south goal while St. Louis will defend the north goal. So we're going to be back with the kickoff. And if we want to again thank our people, Lloyd Patu at Southern Style Automotive, for being our pregame sponsor. They do just a great job. They had their grand opening last week. So with that, we're going to take a quick break. You listen to CHS Football on Kane Radio, AM 1240.
Lawns Unlimited has been in business since 1999, serving all of Acadiana, including the Catholic High campus. Lawns Unlimited offers lawn maintenance, landscaping, irrigation, lighting, water features, sod, dirt work, laser leveling, drainage work, and bush hogging. Insect and turf disease control are also available as well. Lawns Unlimited is licensed and insured, giving free estimates to commercial and residential customers. Give Chad Evans a call at 337-380-3627 and let Lawns Unlimited earn your business. Locally owned and operated, good luck to the Panthers and all of the Acadiana area teams.
Acadiana, it's still too hot to haggle, so come on in and leave the hassle outside.
Arsenal Ford's got your 2017 Ford F-150 Super Crew, now only $29,990. $29,990 for the Super Crew.
Now that's hot.
We're making it easy at Arsenal Ford.
Hey guys, Mike Armentor here. We're all busy and time is short, but you can still get her the right gifts for any occasion, every time, with Armentor Jewelers Personal Shopper Service. Get started right on our homepage. Tell us what you're looking for, what you want to spend, and when you need it. Your personal shopper will contact you with the best options available. Don't waste time flipping through websites. We know where to find what you need. And at Armentor Jewelers, our service is always free. Get started online at armentorjewelers.com. Armentor Jewelers, New Iberia, Abbeville, Park Lafayette.
Integrity is defined as doing the right thing, even when no one is watching. Integrity Rentals is a locally owned equipment rental and service provider for the oil and gas industry. Our team provides equipment solutions for your project, regardless of the size or duration. All of our rental assets undergo an extensive inspection process before and after each project. Productivity of our assets on your project is critical, and our staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days per year to meet any equipment or supply demands that may arise. We make sacrifices to deliver excellence. Contact CHS alums Chris Bigler or Josh Jurassic at 359-8563 to discuss how Integrity Rentals can assist you on your next project. Go Panthers!
Landry Watkins Rapaski & Bro is a full-service law firm that's been counseling and representing clients in the Acadiana area for over 60 years. Our firm takes great pride in sponsoring the CHS Brent Index Show on Kane Radio AM 1240, for which Catholic High is dedicated to the development for students through academic excellence and Christ-centered values rooted in caring, discipline, compassion, and zeal. Landry Watkins Rapaski & Bro, located at 211 East Main Street in New Iberia.
This is Danny Davi Jr. for Davi Funeral Homes. In your time of need, we make personalization a priority, allowing family and friends to tell a story of a lifetime by using photos and memorabilia so that your family can pay tribute to a loved one. Davi Funeral Homes is under new management, and we are still locally owned and family grown. Pre-planned arrangements are affordable, and pre-planned arrangements from other funeral homes are transferable. Our prices remain very competitive. To speak with a staff member for more information, call 369-6336. David Funeral Homes, where our family serves your family at your time of need.
And now, back to the stadium on Kane Radio, AM 1240.
Welcome back to CHS Football here on Kane Radio. The Panthers will receive the opening kickoff, and I'm not sure if they won the toss or if St. Louis deferred, but the Panthers will have the first offensive series here in the ball game. Beautiful night for high school football, and Rich, just getting ready to get another one underway.
Here we go, game number two. Kickoff's about to happen with Cole Leapery and Joe Cormier set back to receive. Number 94 is kicking for St. Louis. Adam Ayoub.
So waiting for the kickoff over here in Lake Charles as 94 Ayoub approaches the ball. Lined up at the 40. End over end. Pretty deep kick. It's going to take it into the end zone where the Panthers won't be able to run it out. So they'll have first and 10. At the 25-yard line where the Panthers will take over for the first offensive series of the game. Of course, the clock does not move when the ball is not touched. And right now, Panthers have a first go at it here in Lake Charles where it'll be first and 10 for the Panthers, and they place it at the 20. I guess watching too much college football and pro football, the ball's at the 20, not the 25. And should have known better than that. Meanwhile, Panthers break the huddle in their wing. And two wide receivers out to the left. That's Cole Leapery along with, looks like, Peter LeBlanc. Shotgun formation for Diallo Landry. Snap back. Fake the handoff. Drive back to pass. He's got fire one out there. He's got a man, Ben Landry, all by himself. He's at midfield. The 45, 20, 30, 25, 20, 15. Ben Landry's going to score. And the Panthers go up in the first play of the game. 6-0.
80-yard play. Diallo faked the handoff. Pulled up. Ben Landry is coming around on the left-hand side. He hit him right in stride, and then one player to beat, and he was able to fake, put a little fake on him and get clear and get the rest of the distance for a quick six.
Yeah, just, just pulled a rabbit out of his hat on that first play. Is Diallo Landry, last week, was under center just about 90% of the time. Tonight, in shotgun formation, of course, the extra point attempt coming up by Sam Robichaux. as he's waiting on the snap. There it is. He snapped the holes down, kicks up. It's good. And the Panthers take a quick 7-0 lead with 11:48 left to go here in the first quarter as we just hit first play of the game. And what more could you say? So let's take a quick break, come back with some more of the action. You listen to Kane Radio, AM 1240, CHS Football. We'll be right back.
How do you decide which dealership to buy a car from? I mean, they all get the same incentives and rebates from the manufacturer, so price isn't really the issue. Isn't it really about how you're treated, the service you get while buying your car, how well they take care of your vehicle after the sale, and about who you trust? At J.P. Thibodeau Honda, Nissan, and Kia, we work hard to make the car buying experience a great one. We know that you know what you want in a vehicle and how much you want to spend, so J.P. Thibodeau will offer you the new Honda, Nissan, or Kia you want with no hassle pricing, no hidden dealer fees, and we make the transaction easy. At J.P. Thibodeau, we make ownership easy too, offering 24/7 online service scheduling and a complimentary maintenance package. Visit J.P. Thibodeau Honda, Nissan, and Kia, where you make the drive and we'll make the deal. Highway 90, exit 126, or at jpthibodeau.com.
J.P. Thibodeau.
And now, back to the stadium on Kane Radio, AM 1240.
Boy, that was quick. Meanwhile, the Panthers are kicking off here as Robichaud's got him lined up. He's approaching the ball at the 40. Back deep. Nice end-over-end kick coming down to about the 2-yard line. Runner for St. Louis is coming right up the gut. He's met by a host of Panthers right about the 20-yard line. He falls forward. They'll spot it right at about the 20. So we'll call it first and 10. For the Saints, as they have their first possession of the game with 11:42 left to go here in the initial quarter. Panthers score in the first play of the game, go 80 yards. Diallo Landry to Ben Landry, and you had to be impressed, though, Rich.
Yes, a beautiful way to start on a pass. Last week there was a lot of running going on, and so it'll be interesting to see how he opens it up tonight with that offense.
We'll see. Last week, Bailey Hardy is the quarterback for the Saints, and he threw for almost 400 yards last week against 5A Sam Houston. He's in the shotgun also, inside handoff to 21. He's got running room. He's crossed to 25. He's brought down at about the 34-yard line. Last week, they only had about 30 yards rushing, but almost 400 passing, but they break out of it quickly as number 21 for the Saints comes out running the ball, and that's Jeremiah Caesar. A 5'7", 157-pound tailback, and he picks up 14 yards on the first play of the game. So it'll be first and 10 from the 34 of the Saints. Another inside handoff. Not much running room. Panthers, a whole host of Panthers there. Caesar falls forward for about 1 yard, Rich. Not much.
No, nice play by number 26. Garrick Arsenault was on the tackle. It was just a little dive up the middle, and he tried to cut off to the right, and Garrick was just waiting for him.
So, meanwhile, it'll be second. We'll call it 9 o'clock moving as the next snap of the ball. It'll be under 11 minutes here in the first quarter. 7-0 Panthers as they score on an 80-yard pass play to Ben Landry from Diallo Landry. Shotgun formation. Quick, he rolls right. He's going to fire one way down the field. He's got number 80 open, and he just off his fingertips for an incompletion right around the 35-yard line of the Panthers. So, just on a fly pattern was the intended receiver, number 80, and that's Jaden Johnson. So Johnson was overthrown. Good defense by the Panthers, though, Rich.
He was covered well by Zill Cormier. He made a nice move to the outside to try and make the catch and just didn't get there. A second earlier, he would have been, if he would have got there a little bit earlier, he would have caught that ball. It would have been a nice throw.
So it's 7-0 Panthers. It'll be third down, and we'll call it about 9. From their Saint 36-yard line. So waiting on the snap is Caesar. He drives back, or Bailey, I should say, looking. He's rolling right. He's got room to run. Runs out of bounds at about the 42-yard line. He's a little short of the first down, and they do have a flag in the backfield. They got a hold against the Saints as the flag was dropped right about the 30-yard line. So meanwhile, they're going to push him back. I'm sure Coach Indes is going to push him back unless – it's going to be fourth down. He didn't make the first down, so let's see what Coach Indes is going to do. It's a little gamble here, but it's a little early to see if they're going to go on fourth down with about 2.5 yards to go. So let's see what the call is going to be. Yeah, they're going to decline the penalty. They're going to pick up the flag, and it's going to be It'll be fourth down and about three from the 42 of the Saints, Rich.
And it appears like they're going to punt. They're switching personnel here. Folks is deep to receive for Kalakai. And Adam Ayu is going to be punting. Snap. And the punt's off. It's a nice punt right down the middle. Fair catch. He fumbled, but then he falls upon it. So ball's down at about the 6-yard line.
Jaden Stokes was back for the punt. A nice punt by Ayu, but sailed over his head at about the 20. As he goes, signals for a fair catch, but the ball was over his head as he made an attempt to field it like an outfielder. It got through his fingertips, but Jaden was able to dive on the ball right there. They're going to mark it at the Calvacott 6-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 from there. 10:30 left to go in the first quarter, the initial quarter. It's 7-0 Panthers. They score on the first play of the game on an 80-yard bomb to Ben Landry as he was running down the near sideline uncovered. Yellow Landry up under center this time, first and 10. Going to drop back, hand it off to Stokes. He's got a little running room. He's up near the 10, falls forward to the 11. So he'll pick up about 5 yards for Jaden, who ran for right at 216 yards last week against Westgate on, right at about 16 carries. So just a great night for Jaden as he had a little cramp problem in the third or the fourth quarter and came back and finished it up for the Panthers, scoring the game-winning touchdown with 13 seconds left. Diallo Landry up under center. We'll call it second and 5 from the 11. Sends a man in motion. He's going to hand off inside. They got running room. That's Ben Landry. I'll check that. It is Ben Landry. He's over the 25 and knocked down right at about the, let's see if they're going to spot it, at the 29-yard line. So nice pickup by Ben Landry, Rich.
Yeah, quick cut and tackled by number 48, Evan Gilbert, the freshman. But they moved the chains. Another first down.
So the Panthers right now have done pretty well offensively as they come out running here with their second possession. Of course, again, they scored 80 yards. They go in the first play of the game. Landry up under center as the Panthers in their wing formation sends a man in motion. He's going to get it under the jet. He's got it, and he's running room. He's across the 35. He's across the 40. He's got some running room. He's across midfield. He's knocked down in the Saint territory right at about the 41-yard line. Well, big pickup. Looks like that was Trey Henry on the carry for the Panthers, another fine running back for the Panthers.
Very nice play. Coming to the left side, the tackle was by number 2, Joseph Perkle, and a sophomore who appeared to be undersized, but he made a nice tackle.
So the Panthers are moving on the ground this time. Landry brings him out. Diallo brings him out. He's up in the center again, wing formation. Barking the signals, going to hand off to Stokes. He's inside the 40. He's inside the 35, pushing forward down to close to the 31, where he picks up right at about 10 yards. It's going to be close. Let's see if they ask him to move the chains. Haven't seen that indication yet. As the referee, the side judge, is marking back. Looks like they're going to, not sure if he got the yardage or not. Looks like they're going to say second down. So it's going to be second at about a foot. So Panthers right now on the march as they've gone from their 6-yard line down to the 31 approximately of the Saints. Landry up under center again. There's a man in motion. He's going to hand off inside. That's Ben Landry. He's got the first down. He's got a lot more than that. He's pushing forward inside the 20 as he's pushed down right at about the 19. They're going to mark it to 20. It looks like forward motion, I thought, might have got inside the 20. But to north, that's another first down for the Panthers, Rich. And right now, they look pretty good offensively.
Moving the ball pretty easily at this point. There was a group tackle. 3 or 4 players finally wrestled him down after the initial hit. And a good, strong move by 21.
Ben Landry scored the first touchdown of the game, the only touchdown of the game on an 80-yard pass play. Panthers line up again, first and 10 from the 20 of the Saints. Hand off inside to Ben Landry. No, it's Diallo's going to keep it. Going to push outside. He's pushing close to the 16. Won't quite make it. He's got a mark at the 17-yard line. We picked up not quite 4 yards. So it'll be second down. We'll call it a long 6, a short 7. So, see, he brings him up quickly. Panthers already up on the line of scrimmage for a quick count. As Landry's up under center again, clock moving inside 8:30. He's up under center waiting on the snag, barking him out, handoff again. That's Landry. Landry's got the first down and more. Landry's inside the 10, down, knocked down at about the 5, maybe the 6. So another first down for the Panthers as they're knocking on the door again, Rich.
Moving it with these, it appears. That was Cameron Guillory on the tackle off to the right sideline, and looks like they're moving the chains with ease.
So it's first and 10, or I should say first and goal for the Panthers from the 5-yard line on the 4-hash mark. As the Panthers break the huddle, Landry up under center again. He's got one wide out. That's Cole Leapery out here. Peter LeBlanc, check that. It's a handoff inside. Not sure who's got it, but a scrum into the end zone, touchdown. And Diallo Landry just with a quarterback keeper. He's into the end zone. Panthers jump up 13-0, just that easy, just that quick, with 8:14 left to go here in the first quarter. Panthers did that last week now, remember, as they jumped out to a 21-0 lead over Westgate. And Westgate answered them pretty quickly late in the second quarter and early in the third quarter to tie it up and then take a lead. Robichaud in to try for the extra point, but the Panthers go from the 6-yard line down to into the end zone. So 94 yards they negotiate in about 7 or 8 plays. So trying to make it 14-0, waiting on a snap, coming back and slow high. It's placed down, it kicks up, and it looks good from here, and it is. So the Panthers now have a 14-0 lead. With 8:14 left to go here in this first period, we'll be right back on Kane Radio AM 1240 after this brief message.
This is Lloyd Patu.
And I'm Little Lloyd.
At Southern Style Automotive, with our combined experience, we are able to bring you affordable, quality, pre-owned vehicles.
We take all trades, easy financing, and we give you a vehicle today.
And as a notary, I am available for your convenience. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, we're here for you. We now offer vehicle inspections also.
Southern Style Automotive, great deals, friendly service, and easy financing. And don't forget to like us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Corlin Parr.
Nah, I'm Tristan Primo.
We want to thank Coach Endes for instilling in us the values of hard work and virtues of teamwork.
We also want to wish him and the Cathcart Panthers the best of luck in the upcoming season.
This message was brought to you by Allstate Credit, located at 1112 Center Street, where we can ease your financial worries. Drop by and see Sherlo or Ruby at Allstate Credit, or call them at 364-4538.
And now, back to the stadium. On Kane Radio, AM 1240.
We're back here in Lake Charles for the Panthers with a long touchdown pass and a long drive. 14-0 here, middle of the first period. Kickoff by Robichaud is taken by 21 again. Check that, another. He's across the 25, up near the 28-yard line. Looks like number 27 for the Saints, and that's Connor Williams, who's the wingback running back, somebody that Coach Endes said we need to keep an eye on tonight, 7 and 27 along on defensively. I've got a pretty good players there. Their linebacker last week had over 10 tackles, so we'll keep an eye on him. Meanwhile, Panthers 14-0 lead. And right now, Rich, you got to be pretty impressed with the Panthers.
Absolutely. They're making it look easy, starting out with a pass and then getting to the runs. And the team that passed like last week started out with runs and came back with passes.
So first and 10 for the Saints from their own 28, a handoff to 21 that Caesar. He's being grabbed and gets past a Panther tackler, and he's hauled down right about the 32-yard line, or up to the 32. So we'll call it about not quite a 4-yard pickup. And they'll call it a 4-yard pickup, but we'll call it maybe a long three. Short four, but it'll be second. We'll call it second and 6, but it's a long 6 from their own 32-yard line. Clock moving, 6:35. Panthers up 14-0. See if the defense can make some plays here. Panther defense with 3 down linemen and outside linebacker. Looks like Arsenault. And there's a quarterback, Bailey, coming through, Hardy. And he's got the first down across the 45 and knocked down at about the 40. They'll call it the 47-yard line. So a big pickup right here, and the Saints look like they're getting going.
Well, the first tackle was missed, and then we got about 7 more yards in Brock Romero and was able to close in on the tackle and take him down.
Yeah, I thought 14, Noah Broussard might have had him at an opportunity, but he made a nice shifty move with his feet, and as Bailey Hardy got the necessary yardage for the first down. So first and 10 for the Saints from their own 47. Clock right about 7 minutes on this next snap. Inside handoff, trying to find running room, bounces outside. He's across midfield and knocked out right at about the 45-yard line. So a nice pickup of 7 yards there by the running back as he picks up a nice gain, making a nice move. Didn't think he had much at the time, but he bounces outside, picked up the necessary yardage. So it brings up a 2nd and 3, 6:57, and the clock stopped as he ran out of bounds. Panther defense needs to just stand tall here. Somebody make a play. Let's see what happens. As Caesar checked that as Bailey comes back to the huddle. Saints break the huddle. As he's going to be in a shotgun, he has 21 Caesar on his right. Three trips to the wide side of the field, one here on the lone side. It's going to be a quick pass to 80. He's got it. Got the first down and falls down inside the 35 to the 34-yard line where the necessary yardage for the first down. So right now the Saints are driving, Rich.
Yeah, and it was a nice little slant that Christopher Landry was covering, and he was able to knock the ball out but be on the tackle as soon as it was caught. But they still got some positive yards out of it.
So we'll see what the Saints do here as they're driving on the Panthers. 6:40 left to go here in the initial quarter. 14-0 Panthers, though, as Hardy brings them to the line. Waiting on the snap, shotgun formation, same formation again. Keeper, he's got to come wide. And there's Coast of Panthers there, and Christopher Landry in on the initial contact, along with number 11 for the Panthers, of course, that being Aaron LeBlanc. So pick up of a yard. Good play by the Panthers secondary as they keep it to a short yard. Fine play by Chris. And it looks like I'm not sure we're going to have a water timeout. It looks like an official timeout. We're going to take one here. So with 6:08 left to go here in the initial quarter, it's 14-0 Panthers. You're listening to Kane Radio, AM 1240. We'll be right back after this.
When considering your health care, you don't have to leave Iberia Parish for nationally recognized care and service. Iberia Medical Center has been serving the parish and surrounding communities since 1960, celebrating 55 years of health care this year. They're recognized nationally for patient care, receiving the Women's Choice Award as one of America's best hospitals for patient experience for two consecutive years. They've received the Studer Group Excellence in Patients Care Award for communication with doctors, and they were designated as one of Louisiana's top hospitals in both 2013 and 14. Iberia Medical Center, improving the health and quality of life in our community.
With more than 20 years of service to Acadiana, Action Specialties is the leading provider of uniforms, workwear, screen printing, and promotional products in the South. When it comes to building your brand, Action Specialties has you covered. Whether you need signs and decals for your business, T-shirts and polos for your office, or FR uniforms for your workforce, call Action Specialties for all of your logoed needs. To plan your next project, call Action Specialties at 337-367-1664 or visit us on the web at actionspecialties.com. That's actionspecialties.com.
And now, back to the stadium on Kane Radio, AM 1240.
Welcome back to Lake Charles. It's the Panthers up 14-0, and it's a big second down and nine, and a quick pass out here in the flat. He's got the first down. That's 27 and more as the Panthers knocking down at about their own 19-yard line. So a fine pickup right at about 14 yards for the Saints. As they're now knocking on the door, the clock stopped as the first down moved forward. And the Panthers right now, defense needs to stand up quickly as the Saints are trying to get back into this ballgame, trailing 14-0 with 5:50 left to go in the first period. We'll see Panther defense being spread out a little bit. The quarterback, Hardy's just pitching the ball around right now. We'll see here, waiting on the snap. Here it is, inside handoff. Not much running room for the running back.
Hand off to the right, and there was three Panthers just sitting and waiting for him. So they got just maybe a couple yards on that run. On the sideline, the defense was in front of us for the St. Louis. They were in front of the TV screen being coached pretty hard. We're closest to that sideline in the home, in the press box, and they were able to, they were going through some pictures on the screen so they could see about tightening up the defense.
Panthers right now trying to get things going. There's Hardy just right back. The quick pass and it's dropped behind the line of scrimmage, but it's an incompletion. So the Panthers catch a break there. Brings up third down. I got a little frog in my throat trying to work through it. So brings up third down. Clock stopped on the incompletion. 4:51 left to go in the initial quarter. Panthers up 14-0. They have the ball deep in Panther territory, right about the 17-yard line, right in the middle of the field. As Hardy brings them up, trips to the right side of the field, a lone receiver out there. He's single covered too. As Hardy's waiting on this ball in the shotgun formation, he's got the snap back, quarterback draw. He's got a little running room. He pushes inside, and he's dragged down close to first down yardage. Looks like he's got it from here. We'll see what the referees say. And Panthers had him and just kind of lassoed him down. They could have held him up about the 11-12-yard line, trying to see if he's got the first down. They got to probably measure this, and I'm sure they are. So, Rich, right now the Panther defense, St. Louis, is doing what they did last week as they threw for about 400 yards. So just nickel and dime in the Panthers right now, pretty much.
Yep, a nice little drive on that tackle was 19, Christopher Landry, and it was sort of a shoulder pad tackle. He had him around the below the chin and just spun him around. But they're measuring now. Let's see if they get the first down. Oh, it looks like it's very close. By the official showing about an inch or 2 inches with his finger, so they just shy the first down. So we'll have a third down coming up. Or fourth, is it fourth? Oh, I'm sorry, is this the fourth? Yeah. I'm in trouble swinging across there. Fourth down and about an inch to go. It looks like they're going to go for it.
Yeah, trying to get that little frog out of my throat, so I think we're all right. Big down here early in the game as the Panthers were huddled way back at about the 25-yard line. They've got to jog up the line. Look at the 25-second clock. They got plenty of time, though. Center looking back is tight formation. And just he's going to just take it forward and push forward inside the 7, down to about the 6. And that's Hardy, the quarterback. Nothing fancy. He just took it over right tackle. And just a power play and push it down. They mark it at the 6. So it'll be first and goal from the 6 for the Saints as they're knocking on the door, try to get back in this ball game. 4:16 left in the first quarter. 14-0 Panthers as 20 coming in the backfield for the Saints. And that's Michael LeVern. See if 21 Caesar's still in the game. Can't see him. Splitting out far to the right, number 80, who had a couple nice receptions earlier for them. And that's Johnson. So shotgun formation, 21 Caesar on his left, waiting on the snap, handoff inside, and 7's got it to quarterback, and that much area to run. Panthers, they're a whole host of them with Brock Romero there to knock him down after about a 2-yard pickup, Rich.
Yeah, I don't know if he fumbled, he was fumbling the ball, but he was running with his head forward as though he was off balance, and when he came up, the Panthers were waiting for him, so not much of a big game yet.
So it'll be second and goal from the Panther 4-yard line as the Saints knocking at the door. Clock's moving, 3:27, 3:26, 14-0 Panthers, scoring on an 80-yard pass play, the first play of the game, and then a long sustained drive, 94 yards, and Diallo took it in. So big second and goal from the 4, sends a man in motion. He's going to hand off inside, and he's got nothing but touchdown, and that's number 21 sees there, and the Saints are on the board. It's 14-6 Panthers with 3:10. Left to go in the initial period. So could have a high-scoring game. Of course, last week, Saints put up 38 points against Sam Houston High School over the game played over in Sulphur, and that was last Saturday due to the conditions with Harvey coming through a little west of here. So we'll see what happens in the try. The placement for the extra point is Ayub, number 94. He also does a punting, holding on the play as number 14. And that's also Luke Ayub. So if you wonder, that's a brother combination. There's the extra point up, kick, it's up, and it is good. So with 3:10 left to go in the first period, it's the Calvary Panthers 14 and the St. Louis Saints 7. You're listening to Kane Radio, AM 1240. We'll be right back after this.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew! Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Now's a great time to get to Freeman's Furniture with great deals on queen-size pillow-top mattress sets beginning at just $299. Five-piece dinette sets starting at $249 and curio cabinets starting at $399. Great deals and great financing with 12 months interest-free financing for those who qualify. Freeman's Furniture, serving New Iberia since 1941 next to Freeman's Food. 603 West Admiral Doyle Drive at Jefferson Island Road. Find them online at freemansfoodandfurniture.com.
And now, back to the stadium on Kane Radio, AM 1240.
Waiting for the kickoff for St. Louis. Ayub tracks the ball, and he kicks it 5 to 8 yards deep in the end zone. So the Panthers will have it at their own 20-yard line, up 14-7. 3:10 left to go here in the ball game as in the first quarter. So we'll see what the Panthers right now. Two series, two touchdowns. You can't do any more than that, and you can add up their yardage pretty quickly. They have 174 total yards, 94 rushing, and 80 passing. So right now, Philip Strieve and them not having a tough time doing that math. So anyway, Diallo Landry up under center. He's going to drop back to throw. He's got a man wide open. That's Peter LeBlanc. And the receiver, oh, Peter's got it. He cuts back, and nobody's going to catch him. I don't think any so. He's going to go the distance. Another 80-yard touchdown pass for the Panthers. As Coach Indes pulled another rabbit out of his hat, as Peter LeBlanc was the defensive halfback, made a pretty good ground on him. And Peter May turned around and saw the ball with a D-back. They can face guard now. New rule in high school football. But Peter caught the ball, made a nice move on the DB, and took it the rest of the way, approximately 50 yards into the end zone, untouched. And with 2:58 left to go here in the first period, would you believe? It could be 21-7 Panthers. Robichaud's waiting on the snap for the extra point. There it is. Holds down. Kicks up. Looks good. It is. So with 2:58, the Panthers run off a whole 12 seconds. And they put up another 7. So it's 21-7 Panthers. You listen to Kane Radio, AM 1240. We'll be right back after this brief message.
Parties and gifts are good surprises, but when it comes to your finances, the word surprise rarely means something good. A job loss, a change in health, or loss of a loved one can be unexpected and emotional and could potentially impact your long-term financial goals. But at Edward Jones, we don't predict, we prepare. So when life surprises, you can be ready. Bert Sestia can help. Stop by the office at 206 East Main Street in New Iberia. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC, and Go Big Red.
Hi, this is Larry Miller from your locally owned and operated McDonald's. For a limited time, we're selling any soft drink for $1. We not only have the best soft drinks, but we have them at the best price. We have the cleanest filtered water, the colder temperatures, the best flavor, and the most perfectly carbonated soft drinks around. Why not use one of our speedy drive-thrus, and you don't even have to get out of your car? McDonald's and any size soft drink for $1. I'm loving it.
And now, back to the stadium on Kane Radio, AM 1240.
Back to the game here in Lake Charles. Panthers up 21-7 as Robichaud just attempts a pooch kick, and it's fielded right at about the 25-yard line of St. Louis, and they're brought down immediately. They're a kick returner, so it'd be first and 10 for the Saints from their own 25-yard line. And right now, Rich, 10 plays, 254 yards. What more can you say?
And 21 points to go with that 10 plays, which was pretty remarkable, pretty low number of plays. Great reception by Peter LeBlanc. Not only did he catch a tough ball, but he stopped and made a cut, and then he used his track speed like his grandpa, Mr. Ed, was able to get 6 more points.
So first and 10 for the Saints from their own 25, man in motion, shotgun formation. That's a quick pitch on the jet stream, and there's a whole host of Panthers. There's a flag in the backfield. Not sure what that's going to be about. Don't know if that'd be a face mask. As Williams gets 2 yards, possibly 3 on the play. Holding against the Saints, so that's going to send them back 10 yards as 2 flags come out. So a break for the Panthers. 2:42 left to go here in the initial period. 21-7 Catholic High. If you've just joined us, Panthers go on the first play of the game, 80 yards from Diallo Landry to Ben Landry. Then they hold the Saints to get the ball back to their own 6. They drive 8 plays, and they go 94 yards for a touchdown and all runs. Then the Saints go down and score to make it 14-7. Catholic High gets the kickoff, knocked into the end zone. They place it at the 20, first pass play, second pass play of the game to Peter LeBlanc. Makes a nice catch. He takes it the distance. It's 21-7. What more could you say, Rich?
That's a pretty impressive start. It looked for a moment like the St. Louis was going to keep it interesting when they came back and scored, but there's a lot of holes in the defense at this point. We'll see how they're able to tighten them up.
So first, and we'll see about 22, as Hardy's back to throw. He wings one out here, and it's knocked up in the air, and it's picked off by the Panthers on a tip drill. And Brock Romero picks it off at about the 32, in between the 32, 33-yard line, as Hardy was trying to go a little deeper on a route, and he might have been harassed a little bit in the backfield, and he throws it down there, and it was a tip ball. and Brock LeBlanc makes another diving interception like last week, Rich.
Yep, Brock Romero, number four. He sure did. The same type of catch. It was right in front of us, and he just cradled it, dove left his feet and cradled it and brought it down.
So the Panthers get the first turnover of the ball game as 2:32 left to go in the first period, and it's 21-7 Panthers. They have the ball again deep in Saint territory at the 32 of the Saints as Landry's up under center again, Diallo. He's got his wing backs and sends one in motion. There's a handoff to, looks like, is that Ben Landry just pushing forward inside the down to about the 25-yard line. So pick up right about 7 yards in the play. So just a fine job by the man. Something we haven't talked about at all, Rich, is the Panther offensive line just firing out tonight like they did last week. What more can you say?
Doing a great job. Shecksnot and Timo anchoring it as usual, and they continue to be strong. I don't think, like last week, we'll see the cramps and the tiredness like we did. I think they've adjusted, and it seems like they're a little they're as quick, and hopefully they'll remain that way.
Hand off to Stokes on a little buck route, and he brings it down inside the 15, where they're going to mark it. They were trying to see the ref on this side, the 14-yard line. So a big pickup there of 11 yards for Stokes as he took it off right tackle on a little loop handoff. So Panthers have another Coca-Cola first down. The clock stopped with the moving of the down markers, and it goes again. It's 1:40 left to go in the first period. It's 21-7 Panthers. As they're now knocking on the door, Landry brings them up, puts a man, that's Peter LeBlanc out here on the left, all by himself, like the lonesome end. There's a man in motion. There he goes. He's got to take it, and he's knocked down right the line of scrimmage and knocked up on the play. That's 22, Trey Henry. As Henry tries to get going on a little sprint draw to the outside, and nothing there for him, Rich.
Not much at all. Number 8, Carrington Guillory was there, junior, and he made a nice tackle. He stayed in his lane and just waited for him and took him down with no game.
So basically, Panthers, Landry up on the center. It'd be second, right about 12. They're going to say a loss of 2 yards. Landry's changing the play, I do believe. And he gets back up under center. He sends a man in motion again. He's got a handoff. That's Ben Landry. Ben Landry's inside the 10, pushing forward to about the 9. So he picks up that lost yardage again with an additional 4 yards. It's coming up third down at about 6 from the 9-yard line for the Panthers. Clock moving. We might have one more play. It's 35 seconds left to go here in the first period. 21-7 Panthers, as they look pretty smart right now, Rich.
They sure do. Jerry Mullen was leading the way on that tackle. On that run, and the running back was just right behind him to get the yards.
So it brings up third down about 6 from the 9 of St. Louis. In motion, Ben Landry. Diallo's going to take it himself, pushing forward. He's inside the 5, falling forward to about the 3. He's going to be close to the first down. I'm not even sure, Coach, if he doesn't have the first down, Coach Indes might go for it. If it is fourth down, it'll be less than a yard as they spot the ball right outside the 3-yard line. So they might do a measurement here, and that's what they're going to do. Right now, Rich, what more can you say? I mean, the Panthers, and that was the last play, I believe, of the first period. So we're going to take another quick break. We're changing quarters. It's 21-7 Panthers. We're getting ready to head to the second quarter. You listen to Kane Radio, AM 1240. We'll be right back after this brief message.
Hi, I'm Corey Averick, co-owner of R&R Glassworks. We specialize in auto and truck glass repair and replacement, window motors, and frameless shower doors. We also handle plexiglass and storefront repair and replacement. Give us a call at 365-9311 or come by and see us at 1006D 20 Arpit Road in New Iberia. So, for all your glass needs, remember R&R Glassworks. Thank you and God bless.
There's something special about Acadiana. For the people we serve, we are committed to giving our clients the best legal representation, the kind of representation you deserve. At Hike Menvel and Grubbs, we provide the highest quality of honesty, integrity, and service to our community. Hike Menvel and Grubbs, working hard to protect your rights.
And now, back to the stadium on Kane Radio, AM 1240.
We're back here in Lake Charles with the Panthers right now, knocking on the door. We're beginning in the second quarter. They're up 21-7, and they've got the ball on the St. Louis 3-yard line. They're heading now to the south side. So they're calling it first down. So I overheard the PA announcer said fourth and inches. So it is a first down for the Panthers. So it'd be first and goal from the three. And right now the Panthers firing on all cylinders right now, can have another, knocking it in the end zone, have another 21-point lead here in the second quarter, just like last week. So we'll see what they do. Diallo bringing them out. Dot in the backfield behind him. Looks like Ben Landry, number 21. Stokes over on the left wing and takes an inside handoff. And he steps into the end zone for the touchdown. Looked pretty easy right there as the Panthers go up by a score of 27-7 and 5 seconds to go in the second quarter. Rich, pretty impressive.
Yeah, he wasn't even touched going in. He faked like he was going to go on the jet sweep to the right and just cut to the left real hard to a wide open. And nobody hit it. Nobody even touched him crossing the end zone.
So the Panthers up 27-7. Robichaud in to try the extra point. Peter LaValle on the hold, waiting on the snap. As the snap, the kick's up. It looks good from here, and it is. No, he missed it, they say. The ref on the near side said he missed it. So it looked good from here because he's been hitting them all year. With 11:55 left to go here in the second quarter, it's the Catholic High Panthers 27 and the St. Louis Saints 7. You're listening to Kane Radio, AM 1240. We'll be right back with CHS football after this brief message.
How do you decide which dealership to buy a car from? I mean, they all get the same incentives and rebates from the manufacturer, so price isn't really the issue. Isn't it really about how you're treated, the service you get while buying your car, how well they take care of your vehicle after the sale, and about who you trust? At J.P. Thibodeau Honda, Nissan, and Kia, we work hard to make the car buying experience a great one. We know that you know what you want in a vehicle and how much you want to spend, so J.P. Thibodeau will offer you the new Honda, Nissan, or Kia you want with no hassle pricing, no hidden dealer fees, and we make the transaction easy. At J.P. Thibodeau, we make ownership easy too, offering 24/7 online service scheduling and a complimentary maintenance package. Visit J.P. Thibodeau Honda, Nissan, and Kia, where you make the drive and we'll make the deal. Highway 90, exit 126, or at jpthibodeau.com.
J.P. Thibodeau.
And now, back to the stadium on Kane Radio, AM 1240.
After the unsuccessful point after, Panthers with a 27-7 lead, Robichaud kicks it off, and the ball goes out of bounds here on the near side about the 10-yard line where the Panthers are penalized. So the Saints will have pretty good field position. They're going to spot the ball at the 35-yard line. Of course, he did kick it further than that, but with the high school rules, they spot the ball when it goes out of bounds at the 35. So, Hardy in the shotgun formation. He's going to keep it, and he's going to throw a pass out in the flat after keeping it. It broke the tackle, and there goes the football. There's a fumble and a flag. Not sure what the flag is. Don't know who recovered the fumble either. I think the Saints got the ball back at about the Panther 41-yard – excuse me, the Saints 41-yard line, but there's a flag on the play. Not sure where that's going to be, who's that going to be on or who's it on. And it looks like it's against the Saints as they're moving back, so don't know how big a penalty. It might be another hold. They've been guilty twice tonight of holding. Panthers declined one. They're not going to decline this one, though. So, not sure what that's about. And but the Saints have moved back. They're marking it off from approximately the 41-yard line. Don't know if that was a dead, but was that a dead ball fall? Not sure about that. But they're marking off 10 yards, so it was a hold. Over the hold there, so it'll be let's see what they're calling it on the down. It's going to be first and about 14 from the Saint 31-yard line. Kind of confusing there, Rich.
Yes, it was, but the play was interesting because the quarterback faked it as a handoff and as though he was going to run it around the right end, and then he pulled up and threw it to the wing on the outside. So it building up the progression of plays there.
Threw a little razzle-dazzle there as he rolled out, faked an inside handoff, rolled out and hit a man out in the flat. He's going to take it. That's Hardy this time. He's going to go wide. He's got a little running room. Gets by a Panther in the corner. Then stutter steps, break a couple tackles. He's across the 35, knocked out at about the 38-yard line where he's knocked down inbound. So the clock's going to remain running with 11:12 left to go here in the second period. 27-7 Panthers. Brings up a second down. He picked up right about, we'll call it a good 8 yards on the play. So it'll be second and six from the Saints 39-yard line. They've got to go to the 45. Panther defense missed a couple tackles there, which is unusual too, Rick.
They did miss a couple. They had him wrapped up. He kept churning, which is probably why he made 400 yards last week. And he was finally corralled outside and out of bounds by two players to the defensive back.
So it brings up second down, and we'll call it a long six for the Saints. They got the ball at their own 39 as Hardy's in the shotgun waiting on a snap. He's got trips to the wide side of the field. He's going to roll out that way, rolling. He's got nobody in front of him, cuts back, makes a move. He's going to be knocked down right about the 40, possibly the 41. And they spotted at the 41. So pick up a two. It brings up a third down and four for the Panther defense. So good play by the Panther defense. As he rolled out, he had a little room, too. And when he stutter-stepped, that's when they caught up with him.
Well, and the secondary had the coverage down, so he wasn't able to get it off. So he just kept it and took a couple yards in.
So the Panther defense right now is facing, we'll call it a long four, short five. Ball's right over the 40-yard line. They've got to pass the 45 of the Saints. 9:52 in the clock, moving shotgun formation. Snap back to him, looking quick. Just a quick pass out there, and it's caught. And he bobbled it a few times, and then turns around from the defensive back, and it falls inside across the midfield stripe to about the Panther. We'll call it right about midfield, so is where they're going to spot it. So first down for St. Louis. Just thought for a while that he was going to drop the football, Rich.
Yeah, he was bobbling it. As he was bobbling it, the tackle slipped by him. The tackler almost tackled him, but he was able to turn and get it and gain a couple more yards out of it. Number 80, Jaden.
So first and 10 for the Saints from midfield. As a snap back, and it's an inside handoff. He's got running room. That's number 9. He breaks tackles. He's inside the 40, inside the 35, as he's finally hauled down by a host of Panthers at the Panther 34-yard line. And just a fine run by that young man.
Very quick man, young man. Peter LeBlanc on the tackle. He got off to the right and got through the gap and made some positive yardage.
Well, number 9 on the carry, number 9, of course, is Jalen Goodwin on the big carry. So he brings up first and 10 from the Panther 34-yard line. Clock moving. There's an inside handoff. He's got big room. He splits the safeties. A nice cut outside. Gets by a couple Panthers. Cuts back inside. He's inside the 20, inside the 10. Knocked down at about the 4-yard line or 3-yard line. So just an unbelievable run by that young man. Once he broke through the line, though, he was pretty much just shake and bake, though, Rick.
Yep, he zigged to the right, and they overplayed him, and then zigged back to the left, and then he zigged one more time back to the right. So that was a great run.
So right now, Panther defense had their backs against the wall, up 27-7 with 8:52. There's a handoff inside, a whole host of Panthers. He's going to lose a half yard, maybe even a yard on the play. Lanasa there, 24 for the Panthers, and he stood him straight up and introduced himself, and as a loss of the play of about a yard. So it'd be up second and goal from the 4 of the Panthers. So just a fine defensive play by 24, Lanasa.
Yeah, he's been in the scrums all evening, but that was a solo tackle right there. Just stood him right up.
So second and goal from the Panther 4, clock at 8:22 and falling here in the second quarter. 27-7 Panthers as Hardy in the shotgun formation. He's going to hand off inside. He's got some running room, not much. Gets the yard back he lost. He's going to mark it down at about the between the 2 and 3 yard line. So brings up third down and goal from the 2, they say. So let's see if the Panthers have 2 more shots. The clock going to be under 8 minutes. It's running now, 7:57 and counting. 27-7 Panthers. As Hardy looks to the sideline for a play, he's got it. They break the huddle. Panther defense. They send trips to the wide side of the field. The ball's on the 4 hash mark. 1-on-1 coverage on the right side. Landry sends a man in motion. He's going to hand it off inside. Not much running room. Battling. Falls forward to about the 1. He didn't make it. So it brings up about a half yard, maybe a yard pickup. What a good defense by the Panthers. It'll be 4th down. So we'll see what Coach Cryer is going to do in that regard, Rich.
Very nice play. Simon Schechnider were in on it. The 3 linebackers were up, and they were up tight close to the line. We got a timeout on the field, so we'll return after these messages.
These days, money market funds are paying less than 2%. Looking for a higher return? Switch your car insurance to Allstate, and you can get a bonus check for 5% of your premium, twice a year, for as long as you don't have an accident. Now that's return on insurance. Are you in good hands?
To start earning your safe driving bonus check, call New Iberia Allstate agent Jimmy Schompein first. Savings based on national customer reported data for new policies in 2008. Actual savings vary. Property insurance subject to availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hi, I'm Tony Landry with Gulf America Wire Rope and Catholic High School. And at Gulf America Wire Rope is an all-field service company which is dedicated to speedy customer service and technical leadership. Gulf America Wire Rope is owned and operated by brothers Jed and Drew LeBlanc, both CHS graduates. Their knowledge and leadership skills were obtained through CHS has brought them success in the business world. Go visit Jed and Drew at their Broussard location, and they're always ready to talk CHS sports. And remember, go Big Red.
And now, back to the stadium on Kane Radio, AM 1240.
Fourth down and 1.5 from the Panther, 1.5-yard line. As Hardy's in the shotgun formation, he's got the snap back. He's got a handoff inside. And walking into the end zone for the touchdown is number 9. That's Carrigan, I do believe. Or is that, that's Goodwin. So Goodwin scores to make it 27-13 with the extra point attempt coming. Nothing fancy there, Rich.
Not at all. It was like when the Panthers scored last time. He went in untouched. Just off to the right and cut back and it was wide open. Here we go for the extra point. 9-4. Getting ready to kick. Ayub. Kick is up. And good.
So with 7:06 left to go here in the second period, it's 27-14 Panthers over the St. Louis Saints. You're listening to Kane Radio, AM 1240, CHS Football. We'll be right back after this brief message.
Acadiana, it's still too hot to haggle, so come on in and leave the hassle outside.
Arsenal Ford's got your 2017 Escape, now only $19,890. $19,890 by Sports Hot New Crossover.
Now that's hot.
We're making it easy at Arsenal Ford.
Hi, this is Tony Landry. Join me for the CHS Brent Indes Show, Mondays at 6 to 7:30. Brought to you in part by Berkchester Investments, Caffrey Real Estate, R&R Glass, Coca-Cola, Landry Watkins, Rapaski & Bro, Smoker's Choice, and B&L Engine Repair.
So what if you're walking out to your car after work today and it's been smashed by a runaway garbage truck? We've got an agent for that. Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who'll be there when you need them. Alfred Ackland, New Iberia, is that State Farm agent. He's got your back when things go wrong. So call him today at 365-5441. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And now, back to the stadium on Kane Radio, AM 1240.
We're back here in Lake Charles, and the Panthers are now up 27-14 with 7:06 left to go here in the second period. High-scoring affair here in Lake Charles. Panthers on the kickoff as it's kicked into the end zone. Stokes not able to run it out, so they'll have a 1st and 10 from their own 20-yard line. We're going to see our third 80-yard pass play. Well, let's see here as Diallo Landry's in the shotgun formation, and not sure what that call's about. Don't see a flag. Yeah, there is a flag on about the 24-yard line. Not sure where that will be. Does somebody have 12 men on the field? Looking around, trying to see the preliminary. Oh, it's a sideline warning against St. Louis. And as they're going to have to back up. So sideline warning for the Saints as the Panthers now get back in line. Shotgun formation on the left sends Ben Landry in motion. That's just a quarterback draw. Diallo Landry's across the 25, knocking down to about the 27 he's up to. Almost a 28. So we'll call it a pickup of 7, almost 8 yards. We'll bring up 2nd and 2, maybe a short 3, long 2. And clock moving, 6:50 left to go here in the second quarter. And Panthers offensively, Rich, just can't do anything wrong tonight.
It's been smooth sailing so far. It was a nice run by Diallo. He just faked the handoff again and went off to his left. And he's so tall. He runs so tall. He's easy to pick out among the defensive line, but he made a nice little run for about 8 yards.
So he brings up 2nd and 8, they call it. Diallo in the shotgun formation. Looking. He's got to throw it. He's got a man open. That's Ben Landry. He's caught it. He's across the 45, up to about the 47-yard line. Just a nice catch by Landry. He catches the ball instantaneously. He's knocked down. But he picks up a big first down for the Panthers, Rich.
Great play. Big tackle by freshman Evan Joubert. He made a nice move to stop the play, or he would have been another 6 points ahead.
And I think Ben Landry's probably one of the toughest football players I know. And my answer to him, he holds his socks up with thumbtacks. So we'll see how there's another pass out here in the flat. And that's Ben Landry again. He hurdles another tackler. And he's up near first down yardage. He's going to be short about maybe a half yard. Or was that Landry or was that 27? Okay, Leapery. That was Leapery leaping over a defender there. So Cole Leapery with the catch. And they're going to have another measurement here. And, Rich, what more can you say? The Panthers right now are just offensively, they're hitting on all cylinders. They look really good against a good AAA football team. But the one faux pas on the Saints sideline is they gave up 55 points last week, and the Panthers put up 42. So well, right now it looks like the Panthers are going to come up with that right now. 27 on the board now, 5:50 left to go in the second period. What more can you say, Rich?
Compared to the team last week that they played was much bigger than them. This team isn't nearly as big, but they appear to be fairly quick. So I guess there's some versatility there with the teams being able to adapt and adjust to the different size players and to the speed of the game to the players.
Ben Landry's always impressed me as a football player at Catholic High. Number 21, just runs hard, does all the little things you expect him to do. Scored on the first play of the game on an 80-yard pass from Gallo Landry. So hats off to that young man. What a great game he's played. I know he had some concussion protocol issues earlier in the year, but it looks like he's come through that all right. So good for him. So Panthers have a second down and maybe a half a foot, 6 inches. So Landry's in the shotgun. He's got two wideouts on either side of the field waiting for the snap. He's got it inside the Stokes. Stokes is met right there at the line, bounces off a tackle. Still running. He's past everybody. He's going to take it to the end zone unless he stepped out of bounds. I don't believe he did. And Jaden Stokes goes, Husband Matthew, he goes 43 yards for the score. And thought they'd knocked him out of bounds, broke two tackles. And all we're seeing is Jaden Stokes there, Richard.
Yeah, it looked like a tackler had him almost in the backfield. And he bounced off of him. It was on the far side of the field from us. And all we could see was movement. And eventually he just broke loose and got clear and scored a nice touchdown.
So Stokes takes it 43 yards for the score, as I thought maybe he broke a tackle right at the line of scrimmage. I thought they were going to bring him down. There's a high snap there. The kick is up, and it's good. So with 5:36 left to go in the second quarter, it's 34-14, the Panthers. And what more can you say? Not much. Just what a great job so far by the offense and the offensive line. We're going to give a shout-out to those guys in a moment. But you're listening to High School Football on Kane Radio AM 1240. We'll be right back after this.
It's one-stop shopping for all your fuel, food, and tailgating needs at the Spanish Lake Market on West Old Spanish Trail in New Iberia. They offer the Shell Fuel Rewards Program, offering discounts every time you fill up, and they're an official redemption site for the Winn-Dixie Fuel Perks Program. Tailgating? Their beer cave has the coldest beer around, along with a propane tank exchange. Whether it's early morning pick-me-ups or late-night snacking needs, they get you in and out quickly and on to the game. Open from 5 a.m. until midnight, 7 days a week. Visit them before or after the game. From the Kawasaki Ninja Sports Bikes to the Kawasaki Jet Ski Watercraft, Kawasaki and Romero Power Sports makes it easier than ever to put yourself on your dream machine. Right now, Romero Power Sports and Kawasaki are offering their lowest payments of the year on all Kawasaki vehicles. Choose from the great lineup of Kawasaki motorcycles, ATVs, Watercraft mule utility vehicles, and the Terex lineup of SUVs. Whatever you need, Romero Power Sports and Kawasaki offer great prices, financing, and the famous Romero service after the sale. Kawasaki and Romero's Power Sports, let the good times roll at 900 South Lewis Street in New Iberia.
And now, back to the stadium on Kane Radio, AM 1240.
Well, with 5:36 left to go in the second quarter, Panthers up 34-14. And for the ensuing kickoff, Sam Robichaud knocks it into the end zone. Of course, high school football rules, once your feet go into the end zone to retrieve a ball, you can't come out with it. So they place the ball at the 20-yard line. Here comes the Saints offense. And their quarterback, Hardy's done a pretty good job for him tonight, just dinging it around. And he's got good speed. He's got a pretty good arm. See what the Panther defense has lined up for him. First and 10. Brings a man in motion that sees there. He's got the ball. He's going outside up near the 25 where he's knocked down by a couple Panthers trying to catch a couple numbers there. Looks like Christopher Landry in on the tackle at about the 24-yard line. Fine job by the Panther defense. He's just trying to slow him down right now, Rich.
Yeah, and I'd like to go back to that punt with Sam Robichaud. The wind is not blowing anymore, and that was just a nice kick. It would have been aided by the wind the way it was going earlier, but it ended up being a flat kick, and he's got a strong leg.
So the Panthers, second down, first down run there by the quarterback, Hardy. He's across the 30-yard line up near the 33 as he picks up right at about 9 yards on the play. So first and 10 for the Saints. clock stopped with the first down. 4:58 left to go in the second quarter. 34-14 Panthers. They've scored on two 80-yard pass plays tonight. One to Ben Landry, the other to Peter LeBlanc. And the Panthers look pretty sharp tonight. The other three touchdowns came on runs. And St. Louis coming to the line. Clock starts as quarterback Hardy brings them up. Two wide receivers on either side of the field, one lone running back, and it's a handoff to him. He's got a little running room, not much. Panthers are there to stand him up right about the 35-yard line. Pick up a two on the play, brings up a second and eight. The clock will probably be pushing 4:20. St. Louis not moving real quick, down by 20 points here in the second quarter. Panthers look offensively just, what more can you say? They just look great tonight. And as St. Louis just looking to the sideline, I don't know if for a play, trying to see if Hardy has a play. And taking their time, the 25-second clock's down to a 10 now. Panthers defense moving around a little bit as Hardy's waiting on the snap and a shotgun. He's got it. Just a quick pitch out here to 27. Panthers converge on him, and they're right there to make the tackle. And that's 14, Noah Broussard, along with Christopher Landry. So Panther defense doing a good job right now, Rich.
They sure are. They with a three-man front with Mayu and Lanassa. They stop in the middle, and now the pass, the little slants on the outside of being able to get stopped. Good play by number one, Zoe, and Christopher Landry, 19.
So he brings up third down. We'll call it right about 4.5, almost 5 yards. As Hardy's got him up, big down for the Panthers. Clock at 3:24 and moving. 34-14, that's a snap back to Hardy. He shoots one out here in the sideline on his knees, making the tackle. Panthers knocking down, but first down by about 2 yards. And the ball's at the 45-yard line of the Saints. So that's a first down for the Saints. Coca-Cola first down, and 3:15, the clock stops as they move the chains. Panthers just need one good defensive stop here, Rich, here in the late here in the second quarter, up 34-14. Who knows what they can do if they get the ball back the way they've been moving it. So right now, it looks like Hardy's looking to the sideline for some help. Don't know if he's trying to find his offensive coordinator or head coach Charlie Cry here at St. Louis. Hardy in shotgun formation. Three trips to the left side of the field. He's looking that way. He's going to shoot it out here. 27's got it, but it's intercepted by Noah Broussard on a tip. And Noah's coming back. And he gets up near the midfield. And they can't bring him down. They haul him down at the 48-yard line of the Saints, and the Panthers have that big break right now, Rich.
Yep. Well, it took four players to bring down Noah Broussard. He was scrambling around. They finally contained him and got him down. But heads-up play. He made the catch, the interception, and here come the Panthers again.
2:45 left to go here in the second period. Panthers up 34-14. And we'll see if that offensive line can just keep firing out tonight. Of course, Warner Seymour, along with Harrison Shakesnyder, Spencer Broussard, Jerry Mullen, along with Chandler Bertinot. And then Landry back to throw, and he's got to heave one down the field here to Peter LeBlanc, and he's got it at the 10. Bakes got a receiver, and he falls into the end zone for a touchdown. And just as you can say it, on a big 48-yard pass play with 2:36 left to go here in the second quarter, Peter LeBlanc pulls in his second touchdown pass tonight. He sprints into the end zone. He catches it about the 10, makes a nice juke on the defender, and is grabbed by about the 4-yard line and pulls two defenders into the end zone right at the goal line for the touchdown. And waiting on the extra point attempt, and the Panthers are up now by a score of 40-14 with 2:36 left to go here in the second quarter. And Panthers right now offensively just clicking on all cylinders. There's a snapback to LeBlanc that kicks up. Doesn't look good from here. It's off to the left. And Robichaud misses another extra point. So it makes it 40-14 with 2:36 left to go here in the second period. You're listening to Kane Radio AM 1240 CHS Football. We'll be right back after this.
Sugar Oaks Golf Course, located at 4002 Sugar Oaks Road, is an 18-hole regulation golf course. This medium yardage layout has adequate length, wide fairways, and not too difficult approach shots. Sugar Oaks Golf Course is a semi-private course that's open to the public. Our guest rates are very attractive, and our monthly dues are accommodating. Give us a call for your tee time. That's Sugar Oaks Golf Course in New Iberia. Phone 337-364-7611. 364-7611.
Hi, this is Larry Miller. We have something new and delicious at McDonald's. Our new signature crafted sandwiches, which have three unique recipes. The sweet bacon barbecue, maple bacon Dijon, and pico guacamole. You get to choose from a quarter pound beef patty, a buttermilk crispy chicken, or a grilled chicken patty. Then we'll put them on your choice of a sesame bun or an artisan roll. McDonald's and the new signature crafted sandwiches. I'm loving it.
And now, back to the stadium on Kane Radio, AM 1240.
Well, you're back here in Lake Charles where the Panthers score 40-14 with 2:36 left to go here in the second quarter. And Sam Robichaux, he's missed the last two extra points, but he's put the last two kickoffs into the end zone where the Saints cannot run it out. And Rich, you know, you wonder how he's missing those extra points. The last one was a little bit to the left. Not sure about the first one.
Yeah, you don't know if it's the exchange or the pressure, but that might give Coach Indes something to talk about at halftime. Two missed extra points, but that's about it.
So back to throw is Hardy, and he's got his man inside, I should say, up to about the 24. Clock's running as the Panthers in on the tackle, trying to see if we can make out some numbers here. And it looks like 14, Noah Broussard in on the tackle, and 55, Shake Snyder. Is he playing a little defense? Of course, we have number five. Also, we were lost last year with Alex Gilbo's number. That's another snap back to Hardy. He's going to roll to the left. He's a right-handed passer. He's going to keep tucking under and run it out at about the 31-yard line. So it's going to be a first down. They mark it at the 32 as he runs out of bounds with 2:03 left to go here in the second quarter. 40-14, Panthers over the Saints. And the Catholic High offense right now with over 400 yards in total offense as Diallo Landry's thrown for three scores and at approximately 208 yards. So it's pretty impressive, 3 for 3, 208 yards. Meanwhile, the Saints can break the huddle. Clock at 2:03, stopped on the run out of bounds by Hardy. He's in the shotgun formation, trips to the wide side of the field. He's going to inside handoff to his running back, pushing forward to the 35-yard line, pick up about 3 yards in the play. Next snap clock will probably be at about 140, 135. St. Louis not in too much of a hurry as they come back. Got to play. Line up. Panthers dropping back a little bit. Their linebackers are about 5 yards off the ball. Snap back to Hardy. Drops back, looking. He's going to fire one deep down the left sideline. He's got a man out there, and he's got it, and he's out of bounds. All he needs is 1 foot. They're going to mark him right at about the 30-yard line. That's number 27. No flags on the play, so 27 making the catch, and that's Connor Williams, the fine wide receiver running back combo. So first down Saints as they mark the ball at the Panther 30-yard line, so a nice pitch and throw right there for them as they pick up right at about 25 yards on the play. Clock at 1:30 here in the second quarter, 40-14 Panthers. Hardy comes back onto the field, break the huddle. Of course, St. Louis will get the second half kickoff. Let's see if the Panther defense can come up with a big play here with 1:30 left to go here in the second period, 90 seconds. There's a snap back to Hardy. He's going to look it out here. He's going to pitch it and to his man. He's got it at the 25. He's inside there to the 24 where he's knocked down. So a pickup right at about 6, almost 7 yards on the play. So it brings up third down. Clock's still moving. It's 1:14 left to go in the second period. Saints break the huddle pretty quickly, Rich. Let's see if the Panther defense can come up with a big play here and keep them off the end zone, keep it pretty much a 24-point game, 26-point game. There's Hardy again faking. He draws back. He's got receivers that covered. Panther missed him way in the backfield about the 35, and he fires it out here, and it's incomplete as he tries to get it to his intended receiver. Looks like 27. That's Williams. And it's incomplete, which is going to stop the clock with 52 seconds left, 40-14 Panthers. Rich, Panther defense got to stand tall right here.
Yeah, they do. I see a lot of hands on hips. I don't know if they're getting tired, but they seem to be walking around and maybe not as high in energy as they're used to being. St. Louis come in trying to get a playoff here.
So St. Louis breaks the huddle. They come up with 52 seconds left to go, plenty of time. We'll call it third down. We'll call it about 3 from the Panther 24-yard line. Hardy in the shotgun formation looking. He's got to chunk it out here. And it's caught for the first down and almost spun down. That's Williams. the host of Panthers there. With the initial tackle was Noah Broussard. He spun out of Broussard's grasp, and two other Panthers, 25 and 19, Christopher Landry, along with 25 in on the tackle, and that's Moreland Brown. So it's first and 10 for the Saints from the Panther, we'll call it 13-yard line. And it looks like we're going to have a timeout here, and the Catholic High is going to call one. That's their first one of the half. So with 44 seconds left to go here in the second period, Catholic High up 40-14. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Kane Radio AM 1240. We'll be right back after this.
The Landscape Ranch is New Iberia's newest nursery, and now it's more than just a nursery. Serving commercial and home needs, the Landscape Ranch offers the very best plants, shrubs, trees, and bulk material. And it's for all seasons, with all types of wind chimes, birdhouses, and feeders, along with grilling accessories and much more. The Landscape Ranch, locally owned and operated by Eric and Stacy Landry. The Landscape Ranch at 1300 East Main Street. That's where Jefferson Terrace meets Main. It's all at the Landscape Ranch.
Feeling stuck in a state of compensation stagnation? You know, another year with no raise? Then let State Farm agent Alfred Ackle in New Iberia help you get to a better state with a discount double check that can stretch your hard-earned dollars a little further. He'll go through your car insurance to make sure you're getting all the discounts that you deserve. Discounts that could add up to 40% and put a few hundred extra dollars in your pocket. Sound good? Then get your budget to a better state by calling State Farm agent Albert Ackle in New Iberia today. Discounts may vary state to state.
And now, back to the stadium on Kane Radio, AM 1240.
St. Louis goes to line up here. They're going to call a procedure penalty. Not sure which way they're going to go. Looks like it's against St. Louis. They're going to back them up 5 yards. As the Panthers took a timeout just to regroup, 44 seconds left to go in the second period. 40-14 Panthers, as their offense is hitting on all cylinders. There's the walk-off. They brought it back to about the 18-yard line, where it's going to be now, we'll call it first down and 15 from the 18. Hardy in the shotgun. He looks, just a quick throw inside. He's got a man that's caught, and he's knocked down at about the 13 as he's spun down by a Panther. Looks like Diallo Landry's in the game playing a little defense at safety. Another Panther substitute, that's Zoe Cormier looking in, coming in on the as a nickelback. So Panthers right now bringing them up quick. Clock moving inside 20 seconds. Hardy sprints out to the right, looking. He's going to fire one. It's short, incomplete. And it's going to stop the clock with 17 seconds left. It'll bring up third down, third and 10, Rich. So two more downs for the Panthers to hold them out the end zone.
Sure, that's the idea, is to not let them get the score right before half and get any momentum going that way. That pass was just thrown at the feet. The receiver didn't have a chance to get it. He was covered well, but it just wasn't a good throw.
And we're going to have a timeout here by the Saints, and we're going to take one too. With 40-14, 17 seconds left to go in the second quarter. We'll be right back after this.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew. Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Catholic High School is dedicated to the development of 4th through 12th grade students through academic excellence and Christ-centered values rooted in caring discipline, compassion, and zeal. CHS offers a variety of classes to serve all students, including band, photography, dual enrollment college credit courses, as well as 14 sports for male and female students. Call us today for your personal tour and visit www.chspanthers.com for more details.
And now, back to the stadium on Kane Radio, AM 1240.
Third down and 10. The ball snapped. He fumbles it. That's Hardy. And the Panthers got him in the backfield, and they dump him right about the 16-yard line. The clock's moving right now, 9 seconds, 8 seconds. Let's see if St. Louis is going to call another timeout. Is there a penalty on the play? Clock's moving, 3-2-1. And is that halftime? Somebody call a timeout. Yeah, St. Louis called a last timeout, not with 1 second left, 40-14 right now. Very interesting, as Sergeant Shields just to say. Richard, very interesting. Let's see what the Saints are going to do.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened there, but they're going to get one more play out of it and go get either field goal. Let's see. Oh, the field goal team's coming in. We're trying to get three points. Kicker number 94, Adam Ayoub. 14 holding. Luke Ayoub with a 33-yard attempt on the left hash mark. It's 1 second. Kicks up. Right down the center. Solid kick. So at halftime, the clock ran out. 40-17.
We're at halftime with the Panthers on top, 40-17. We'll take a short break, but in the meantime, the St. Louis Saints will get the second half kickoff. Let's see if the Panthers can keep them out of the end zone. So you listen to Kane Radio, AM 1240, CHS football here on Kane Radio, 40-14. We're at halftime. We'll be right back after this.
A blown tire, overheated engine, empty gas tank. There's mayhem on the road. That's why you need roadside assistance. What you don't need is to pay a fee, even if you don't use it. Introducing Good Hands Roadside Assistance from Allstate. You'll never pay a dime unless you use it. And it's open to everyone, not just Allstate customers.
Get registered for Good Hands Roadside Assistance for free. Call New Iberia Allstate agent Jimmy Champagne today. Go to allstate.com/roadside to get important information. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is Danny Davi Sr. Davi Funeral Home is under new management, and we want to remain your choice for professional and caring service at your time of need. Quality matters remains our commitment to you. Davi Funeral Homes can also help you plan for the future before the time arises, along with cemetery arrangements and priest or minister needs as well. For over half a century, we have served families with the utmost care and respect with 7 locations in the Acadiana area. Call 369-6336 for more information. Davi Funeral Homes, where our family serves your family at your time of need.
Acadiana, it's still too hot to haggle, so come on in and leave the hassle outside.
Arsenal Ford's got your 2017 Ford F-150 Super Crew. Now only $29,990. $29,990 for the Super Crew.
Now that's hot.
We're making it easy at Arsenal Ford.
Hi, this is Tony Landry. Join me for the CHS Brent Indes shows Monday at 6 to 7:30. Brought to you in part by Romero's Power Sports, The Landscape Ranch, Freeman's Furniture, Action Specialties, Allstate Credit, and Sugar Oaks Golf Course.
This is Lloyd Patu.
And I'm Little Lloyd.
At Southern Style Automotive, with our combined experience, we are able to bring you affordable, quality, pre-owned vehicles.
We take all trades, easy financing, and we give you a vehicle today.
And as a notary, I am available for your convenience. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, we're here for you. We now offer vehicle inspections also.
Southern Style Automotive, great deals, friendly service, and easy financing. And don't forget to like us on Facebook.
And now, back to the stadium on Kane Radio, AM 1240.
We're back here in Lake Charles where the Catholic High Panthers on top of the St. Louis Saints, I should say, by the score of 40-14. And right now, offensively, 17. They did kick a field goal to end the half as IU split the uprights from 33 yards. Anyway, meanwhile, here at Lake Charles, the Panthers, they took the opening kickoff, and then the first play from scrimmage, Diallo Landry finds Ben Landry streaking down the sideline, hits him with a perfectly thrown pass, and the extra point is good, and with about 12 seconds left to go in the game, it's 7-0 Panthers. And as soon as you can say that, the Panthers are on the board again. They held out the Saints, the punt. Catholic High gets the ball, and they go 94 yards in 8 plays. And they kick the extra point. It's 14-0. Meanwhile, the St. Louis comes back. And, again, the pass is intercepted by Bronco Romero, I do believe. And the Panthers come down again and put up a quick drive of 32 yards on a Bronco Romero interception. And Diallo Landry, takes it in from 2 yards out with 11:55 left to go in the second quarter. And it's 21-0 Panthers. Of course, St. Louis gets back on the board, though, as they take it in from a 3-yard run, and extra points good, and it's 21-7. Panthers again get the ball back, and before you can say pull a rabbit out of your hat, they got a 43-yard run by Stokes, and then another touchdown by the Panthers on a 48-yard reception, and then it ended up with a 40-17 halftime lead. So the Panthers in pretty good shape. So we got Richard with some stats here for us. Richard, take take it away with the stats, Rick.
Okay. Total yards for Kyler Carr is 414. For St. Louis is 263. First downs, Kyler Carr had 13. St. Louis had 15. The rushes, 178 for Kyler Carr and 147 for St. Louis. And the passing is a lopsided one. It's Diallo's 5 for 5 for 236 yards. And St. Louis is 116 yards, 12 for 18. Jaden Stokes had 73-yard rushing in the first half. Peter LeBlanc has 128 yards receiving and 2 touchdowns. Ben Landry also has 2 receptions with 99 yards. So we're at halftime. The Kyler Carr band just got off the field. And here comes St. Louis band. The crowd is a little thin compared to last week. There's a few parents and friends on the other side, but it's not nearly as packed as it was at Westgate on this game. But the result appears to be even better on the score.
So we're here at halftime as Richard just reels off the stats. And you have to say, Richard, the most impressive stat tonight, I think I'm wrong. I think Diallo Landry's 3 for 3 throwing the football. He's 5 for 5, excuse me. He's 5 for 5. 256 yards and three scores, I do believe. And he's got a score on the ground, too, I think. I think he's got a score on the ground. And Stokes has one, Stokes has two. And I'm trying to think if any other Ben Landry. No, Ben Landry's got a reception for a touchdown, and Peter LeBlanc's got 2 receptions for touchdowns. So 5 for 5, Rich, is pretty impressive for 254, 236. So what a nice 236 throwing the ball. No interceptions, 5 for 5. Pretty impressive right now. What more can you say? So we're here at halftime as the St. Louis Saints dance team out on the floor dancing to the Jerry Lee Lewis songs, The Great Balls of Fire. It's about 13 minutes before we start our second half. Meanwhile, we're going to head back to the studios, let our sponsors have some time. So you're listening to Kane Radio, AM 1240, CHS Football. It's 40-17, Panthers over the Saints. We'll be right back after this.
When considering your health care, you don't have to leave Iberia Parish for nationally recognized care and service. Iberia Medical Center has been serving the parish and surrounding communities since 1960, celebrating 55 years of health care this year. They're recognized nationally for patient care, receiving the Women's Choice Award as one of America's best hospitals for patient experience for 2 consecutive years. They've received the Studer Group Excellence in Patients Care Award for communication with doctors, and they were designated as one of Louisiana's top hospitals in both 2013 and 14. Iberia Medical Center, improving the health and quality of life in our community.
Catholic High School is dedicated to the development of 4th through 12th grade students through academic excellence and Christ-centered values rooted in caring discipline, compassion, and zeal. CHS offers a variety of classes to serve all students, including band, photography, dual enrollment college credit courses, as well as 14 sports for male and female students. Call us today for your personal tour and visit www.chspanthers.com for more details.
How do you decide which dealership to buy a car from? I mean, they all get the same incentives and rebates from the manufacturer, so price isn't really the issue. Isn't it really about how you're treated, the service you get while buying your car, how well they take care of your vehicle after the sale, and about who you trust? At J.P. Thibodeau Honda, Nissan, and Kia, we work hard to make the car buying experience a great one. We know that you know what you want in a vehicle and how much you want to spend, so J.P. Thibodeau will offer you the new Honda, Nissan, or Kia you want with no hassle pricing, no hidden dealer fees, and we make the transaction easy. At J.P. Thibodeau, we make ownership easy too, offering 24/7 online service scheduling and a complimentary maintenance package. Visit J.P. Thibodeau Honda, Nissan, and Kia, where you make the drive and we'll make the deal. Highway 90, exit 126, or at jpthibodeau.com.
J.P. Thibodeau.
And now, back to the stadium on Kane Radio, AM 1240.
Welcome back to Kane Radio, AM 1240 High School Football, as the Catholic High Panthers have a commanding 40-17 lead. Of course, last week, Panthers had a 21-7 halftime lead and saw the Westgate Tigers come back pretty quickly. And again, the Saints are going to get the second half kickoff, so we'll see how the Panther defense can stand up. They need to stop early, and Rich, it's going to be most important. Now, we even mentioned that last week. You know, it's going to be a high-scoring ball game the way it was going, and the Panthers needed that early stop. Didn't get it as Westgate scored on a long pass play, and all the momentum just shifted so quickly.
And going into this half, it seems like Kalakai has the momentum. And again, not much to coach on at halftime. I wouldn't think there are too many things. The kickers are back on the field early. They're practicing, going through the different yardage kick. And I'm not sure, again, what happened on the missed extra points, if it was, you know, the snap, the connection, the hold. But unusual for him to miss two. He's been consistent. And so we'll see what happens in the second half. But, again, that might be the only thing that coach has to really get on the team about because they've been solid the whole first half.
Meanwhile, as we said, the Panthers was over 400 yards in offense here in the first half. Two 80-yard touchdown passes, one to Ben Landry to open the game, another one later on to Peter LeBlanc. Peter also caught a 48-yard bomb from Diallo Landry where he made a nice move at the 10-yard line. Meanwhile, Panthers just keep racking up the points right now. As out early to do some extra point kicking and also some field goal kicking is looks like the two kickers for the Panthers, Sam Robichaux, and also number 27 for the Panthers. 28. Yeah, trying to make out the numbers. You know, with age comes the eyesight. So, and that's Nick Booty also attempting some field goals and extra points as the Panthers, not sure if they're in the – they went to a locker room or not, trying to see if they're – they did, yeah. Both teams went to a locker room here at halftime. So we've still got about 9 minutes to go. And then usually when those teams come back out at halftime, there's a three-minute warm-up period. So we're going to be at halftime a little while longer. So we're going to get some of our sponsors in case this game would happen to get tight. We just don't want to take that chance. So as always, we want to thank our sponsors. So, you know, without these people, we couldn't bring you these broadcasts. And, of course, that's Alfred Aqua Insurance, Armitage Jewelry, Spanish Lake Market, Hike Menville and Grubbs, Gulf America Wire Rope, Romero's Power Sports, The Landscape Ranch, Freeman's Furniture, Action Specialties, Allstate Credit, Sugar Oaks Golf Course, Burt Sester Investments, R&R Glass, Coca-Cola, Landry Watkins, Rapaski and Bro, Smoker's Choice, Southern Style Automotive, our pregame sponsor, Coca-Cola of New Iberia, Arsenal Ford, Iberia Medical Center, Jimmy Champagne Allstate, McDonald's, local locations that are local. I want to thank Larry Miller and his family, J.P. Thibodeau, D.A. Bo Dewey with the timeouts. Of course, Bo has been sponsoring high school football for a while. A-Bears Garden Center, Johnny's Pizza, Dana Dugal, I want to thank him for that. And Acadiana Hearing, Dave Cavalier, sponsoring some of our sideline reporting tonight. Of course, unfortunately, Keith Hebert couldn't be with us tonight, but we want to give a shout-out to Dave Cavalier, Acadiana Hearing, for being our sideline reporter. Keith had a commitment tonight. He was unavailable. We miss him, and hopefully Panthers can bring one home. So right now, what more can you say? We're going to take it back to the studios to let our sponsors have their say. You listen to Kane Radio, AM 1240, CHS Football. We'll be right back after this.
Hi, this is Tony Landry. Join me for the CHS Brent Indes Show, Mondays at 6 to 7:30, brought to you in part by Burt Sester Investments, Caffrey Real Estate, R&R Glass, Coca-Cola, Landry Watkins, Rapaski & Bro, Smoker's Choice, and B&L Engine Repair.
Hey guys, Mike Armitage here. We're all busy and time is short, but you can still get her the right gift for any occasion, every time, with Armitage Jewelers Personal Shopper Service. Get started right on our homepage. Tell us what you're looking for, what you want to spend, and when you need it. Your personal shopper will contact you with the best options available. Don't waste time flipping through websites. We know where to find what you need. And at Armitage Jewelers, our service is always free. Get started online at armitagejewelers.com. Armitage Jewelers, New Iberia, Abbeville, Park Lafayette.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Louisiana. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Louisiana High School Athletic Association and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
Acadiana, it's still too hot to haggle, so come on in and leave the hassle outside.
Arsenal Ford's got your 2017 Escape. Now only $19,890. $19,890 buys Ford's hot new crossover.
Now that's hot.
We're making it easy at Arsenal Ford.
Lawns Unlimited has been in business since 1999, serving all of Acadiana, including the Catholic High campus. Lawns Unlimited offers lawn maintenance, landscaping, irrigation, lighting, water features, sod, dirt work, laser leveling, drainage work, and bush hogging. Insect and turf disease control are also available as well. Lawns Unlimited is licensed and insured, giving free estimates to commercial and residential customers. Give Chad Evans a call at 337-380-3627 and let Lawns Unlimited earn your business. Locally owned and operated, good luck to the Panthers and all of the Acadiana area teams.
And now, back to the stadium on Kane Radio, AM 1240.
We're back here in Lake Charles. We're the Catholic High Panthers here at halftime with about 5 minutes left to go in halftime festivities. The Panthers are up 40-17 here on the St. Louis Saints. And the Panthers, what more can we say tonight? They're looking so good offensively, and they just moved the ball up and down the field tonight. Just to review the scoring, the Panthers started off. They trying to remember if they won the toss, but they won the toss, elected to receive. And on the first play from scrimmage, Giallo Landry drops back and hits Ben Landry out in the down, running just down the sideline in a fly pattern, and he goes 80 yards with 12 seconds left to go in the gone in the game. Panthers are up with the extra point, 7-0. Panthers hold out St. Louis, forcing the punt as Giallo Landry. The Panthers get the ball back, and they with about 8:14 left, and they take it 94 yards. As on an eight-play drive and doing the honors is Diallo with a quarterback taking it in. So it's extra points good. It's 14-0 Panthers. Meanwhile, the Panthers have another long pass play where they hit Peter LeBlanc on an 80-yard pass play after St. Louis had scored to make it 14-7. Panthers go up 21-7 as the extra point attempt is good. Peter LeBlanc with a 80-yard pass play, and the Panthers already with 10 plays have 21 points, and approximately the Panthers have over 200 yards, so pretty impressive. Meanwhile, with 2:32 left to go in the first period, Brock Romero comes up with a huge interception at the 32-yard line of the Saints, and it doesn't take long, but Stokes takes it in on a 2-yard run. The extra point is missed early in the second quarter with 5 seconds gone. It's 27-7. Saints over, I should say, the Panthers over the Saints. Then St. Louis gets the ball with a sustained drive. They go right at 80 yards, and on a 3-yard run, they take it in the end zone. The extra point is good by Ayoub, and it's 27-14 with the Panthers over the Saints. Meanwhile, Panthers get the ball back and take it off from the their own 20, and a six plays later, Jaden Stokes goes 43 yards down the four sideline. The extra point attempt is good, and the Panthers now have a 34-14 lead. And moments later, Panthers get the ball back on a tip pass and interception by Noah Broussard. And the Panthers strike quickly as on a big 48-yard pass reception to Peter LeBlanc with 2:36 left to go in the second quarter. Extra point is missed, and it's 40-14. Meanwhile, the Saints get the ball back, and they drive pretty much the length of the field. Panther defense stands tall. Ayoub's got to attempt a 33-yard field goal with 1 second left on the clock. The kick's good, and that's where we stand right now at a 40-14 lead here in Lake Charles as the Panthers now coming out here in the second half for their second-half warm-ups and also waiting for the St. Louis Saints to come out and coach Charlie Cryer in that regard. So the Panthers right now, just 414 yards of offense, Richard. What more can you say? Just a great job by them.
It has been some domination tonight from on that respect. And again, 414 yards in one half. Who knows what's going to happen on the second half. The long two touchdown plays that opened up each first play of the game and then on their second possession really made it gave them a cushion, and when St. Louis came in back to get a score, it looked like it was going to be interesting. But up until this point, it seems like the Panthers are in good shape, and I don't think there's any injuries. I didn't see anybody go down with anything, so they should have a good second half.
So the Panthers right now with a halftime lead of 40-17. We've got about a minute left to go, but usually they usually add on a three-minute warm-up period. Panthers right now just going through some warm-up drills before the second half begins. We're going to take another commercial break in a few moments. You're listening to Kane Radio, AM 1240, High School Football, CHS, as they lead the St. Louis Saints by a score of 40-17. We'll be right back after this brief message from our sponsor.
Sugar Oaks Golf Course, located at 4002 Sugar Oaks Road, is an 18-hole regulation golf course. This medium yardage layout has adequate length, wide fairways, and not too difficult approach shots. Sugar Oaks Golf Course is a semi-private course that's open to the public. Our guest rates are very attractive, and our monthly dues are accommodating. Give us a call for your tee time. That's Sugar Oaks Golf Course in New Iberia. Phone 337-364-7611. 364-7611.
It's the Gumbo Show, a little bit of everything good. Bonjour, this is Lee Kay, and I want you to join me in promoting and exploring Louisiana culture with interviews from local musicians, painters, artists, artisans, museum curators, and local leaders, musical guests such as Don Rich, Jamie Bergeron, Johnny Allen, T.K. Hewland, Warren Starr, Willie T., Rob Bernard, Gino, Steve Grisappi, Gigi Shin, and many more to come. Join me every Thursday morning for The Gumbo Show. A little bit of everything good. With more than 20 years of service to Acadiana, Action Specialties is the leading provider of uniforms, workwear, screen printing, and promotional products in the South. When it comes to building your brand, Action Specialties has you covered. Whether you need signs and decals for your business, T-shirts and polos for your office, or FR uniforms for your workforce, call Action Specialties for all of your logoed needs. To plan your next project, call Action Specialties at 337-367-1664 or visit us on the web at actionspecialties.com. That's actionspecialties.com.
And now, back to the stadium on Kane Radio, AM 1240.
Well, both teams are back out on the field and heading to the sidelines, so we should have our second half get underway shortly. St. Louis will have received the second half kickoff. Not sure which goal they're going to defend. Panthers started the game off defending the south goal. The wind was active early in the day here at nightfall. It's pretty still, the flag out in the end zone. And the referees, as St. Louis will defend the north goal, and they'll be receiving the kickoff. Robichaud had some success. Richie getting the ball in the end zone the last couple kicks. Maybe that had something to do with his extra points because he was wide left on a couple of them, but, boy, the kickoff went deep into the end zone.
They sure did. He practices. He's kicking them from the 40-yard line and making them, and that's a 50-yard kick. So, again, a very strong layup. Got some, you know, highlights of the first half. Peter LeBlanc, as he did last week, nice reception. Brock Romero, defensively, an interception in each game. So I'm sure we'll continue to hear their names called this night and probably for the rest of the season.
So as we said last week, Panthers need a stand here. They started off with a 21-7 halftime lead last week against Westgate, a 4A team, a pretty good 4A team, matter of fact, as they took down the Yellow Jackets in the Jamboree. As looks like the Panther waiting for the clock to run down. We have about 34 seconds. I thought maybe they'd just go to double zero on that clock, but you got to bear with us. 40-14 Panthers, over 400 yards in total offense. Diallo Landry, 5-for-5, 236 yards throwing the football. Panthers with no turnovers in the first half. They picked up two on interceptions from Noah Broussard and Brock Romero, both turned both interceptions into scores. As waiting for the clock to run down, we got about 5 seconds, and Robichaud's backing up now to kick it off on the fourth sideline, back deep for the Saints. Looks like number 9, and also is at 27. So 9, of course, is Goodwin, and 27, I believe, that is Williams. So here's Robichaud's kick to start the second half. Nice high end-over-end kick. Going to be taken right at the goal line. They're going to let him come out with it. He's up across to the 20. He's spun down and in right inside the 20. As they're going to mark it, the head of the football will be right inside. They're going to spot it at the 20-yard line. Just makes it easier on the refs. So thought maybe he hadn't had penetration that far. So it'll be first and 10 for the Saints with 8 seconds running off the clock here in the third period. Panther defense out in the field. So big, I think a big down for the Panthers. Maybe give up a little yardage, but keep them out the end zone, Rich.
Yeah, and a nice tackle. Bailey Broussard was on the tackle on the return. I'd be curious to see if we have some subs in on the second half, see if he plays some of the younger guys, get some experience as we get ready for the first play of the second half.
So the Saints have the ball at their 20-yard line, first and 10. They're going to run a little time off the clock, it looks like. They're at 11:51, so some o'clock adjustment. So that's done, 40-17 Panthers over the Saints. As Hardy's in the shotgun formation, trips to the wide side of the field. Let's see if he's going to throw it all over the place. He's got a handoff on a handoff and crossing the 20 and knock down his Goodwin right at about the 22-yard line. So pick up a two on the play. Fine job by the Panther defense converging on that tackle.
So did Warner Seymour had an attempt. He was spun around, but he got his arms on to slow the receiver down, the running back down, and the secondary came up and made the tackle.
So the Saints will have a second down and 8 from their own 22-yard line. Clock moving here in the third stanza, 40-17, with a nice score to ring half to it. Meanwhile, Hardy in shotgun formation. He's got two wide receivers on either side of the field, sends one in the far side, handoff inside. No, Hardy's kept it. There's Lanassa. Jacob says, hello, I got you, for about a one-yard pickup as he gets up to about the 23. Fine job by Jacob Lanassa, Rich.
Those three up front are certainly doing their job. He just stopped him dead in his tracks as he was coming across.
So the Panthers have a third down coming up for the Saints. So the Saints will have 3rd and 7 from their own 23-yard line. The clock at 10:40 on probably the next snap, maybe a little less. Shotgun formation. Panthers looking in a red dog. That's a blitz. There's a pass out here for an intended receiver. Overshoots him at about the midfield stripe, and it's incomplete. And it'll bring up 4th down and 7. So Panthers do their job here early in the third stanza with 10:32 left to go. Of course, the clock stops on the incompletion. Back deep for the Panthers, looks like number 6, Jaden Stokes. And also back there with him is Cole Leapery. They're going to stand at about the Panther 40-yard line. So standing at his 10-yard line, that's Ayub, I believe, the place kicker, double duty tonight for him with the punter waiting on the snap. There it is, nice snap. Here's the kick, gets off a nice spiral. It's going to come down to Stokes. He retreats back to his 32. He's up through the middle of the field, cuts back across the field. He's got running room. He's across midfield. He's inside the 40, breaks a tackle there at the 38, and it's hauled down at the 35-yard line. What a fine run by Jaden Stokes as he brings it back right approximately 35 yards, not quite, as he fielded the ball right at about the 31-yard line of the Panthers, brought it back to the 35 of the Saints, and the Panthers are in business again, Richard.
A pretty elusive run. Seemed like he was going to be tackled 2 or 3 different times. He kept spinning and churning and getting more yards down to the 35.
So a punt return of 34 yards, 1st and 10 Panthers from the Saint 35. There's a anticipated blitz from the safety of the Saints, and Diallo Landry saw him coming, called off the snap. Here they come again. He takes a snap, looking. He's going to just chuck one out here to Peter LeBlanc. Peter LeBlanc makes an adjustment, no flag. There was a little contact there. Peter looked over to the ref, and the ref said, no, I don't believe so. But pass was a little underthrown as Peter stopped to make a play on the ball like he did for the touchdown. But to no avail, it goes incomplete, and that's Diallo Landry's first incompletion of the night. And as always, the incompletion stops the clock with 10:10 left to go here in the third stanza. 40-17 Panthers brings up a 2nd and 10 as the ball spotted right in the middle of the field. Panthers come out in their vaunted wing. One wide receiver to the right side of the field, and that's Leapery. Sends in Stokes in motion. He's got it. He's across the 35, inside the 30, cuts back across the 20, first down to about the 21, maybe the 22-yard line is where they're going to spot it. So nice pickup on the play of 13 yards, and that offense just keeps chugging along, Rich.
Yep, nice little run off to the right, and he just kept waiting for the blocker, took his time, was patient, and picked his way through. And was able to move the chains once again.
So it brings up a 1st and 10 for the Panthers from the Saint 22-yard line. And Philip Strieve is just wearing out that calculator tonight. So we're trying to see if he's got any type of moxie there. Meanwhile, Panthers come up 1st and 10 from the Saint 22, man in motion. And inside handoff, probably Ben Landry trying to see if that is Ben. And he picks up, he pushes forward. down to about the 16-yard line. Nice pickup on the play of about 6 yards. So bring up second and four from the Saints' 16-yard line as they spot the ball there. And Panthers send a couple substitutions into the game. Not sure to pick up those numbers yet. Looks like number three, and that's Amos, I believe, coming in for the Saints, Panthers. And Diallo at checking in. And Diallo at center, waiting on the snap. Looks back to the sideline to Coach Indes, shot not instructions to him. He's picked it up. Saints have two wide receivers out to the left, and that's Peter LeBlanc, and looks like Cole Leapery, handoff inside. No, Diallo's going to keep it himself. He's inside the 10. He's knocked down at about the 7. Now 5 to the 8 as his forward progress, and knee goes down there. So a nice pickup on the play of right at about 4 yards. So Panthers bring up a first down, they picked up. That's right. So it's first and goal from they spot the ball at the 8-yard line on the left half. Mark here. Panthers send a couple more players into the game, trying to catch those numbers. Trey Henry, a tailback's in the game. Cole Leapery is going to be split out. Or is that Leapery going to dot? Or is that Ben Landry? That's 21, not 27. As Diallo's up under center, Landry dots it behind him. He's going to hand off to Stokes. Spins in. Tries to follow a little rope. Stokes just keeps falling forward. He's inside the 5 and at about the 4. So would it look like no gain on the play? He just keeps spinning and twisting. You can't coach that. That's just natural instincts of a running back. And Stokes has got some of the best instincts I've seen of a Panther running back quite so many years, Richard.
Yeah, it looked like it was going to be a busted play. He was hit right at the line of scrimmage, and he spun around, went off to his right, and was able to gain 3 or 4 more yards.
So he brings up a second down and goal for the Panthers on the 4-yard line as Landry brings them up. The clock is 7:56 and moving. 40-17 handoff, and Diallo's going to take it. He's going to walk into the end zone as he fakes it off tackle and takes it in himself. So the Panthers on a 4-yard run by Diallo Landry with 7:50 left to go here in the third period. So the Panthers on the punt punt return by Jaden Stokes of 34 yards down to the Saints 35, and the Panthers take it in. And it's 46-17 waiting on, let's see if, Sam Robichaux in to try the extra point. Waiting for the snap and the hold by Peter LeBlanc. There it is. It kicks up. Looks good from here. And it is. And the Panthers now with 7:50 left to go in the third period, up 47-17. And they're looking pretty smart right now. So you're listening to Kane Radio, AM 1240, CHS Football. We'll be right back after this brief message.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew. Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Hi, this is Larry Miller from your locally owned and operated McDonald's. For a limited time, we're selling any soft drink for $1. We not only have the best soft drinks, but we have them at the best price. We have the cleanest filtered water, the colder temperatures, the best flavor, and the most perfectly carbonated soft drinks around. Why not use one of our speedy drive-thrus, and you don't even have to get out of your car? McDonald's and any size soft drink for $1. I'm loving it.
And now, back to the stadium on Kane Radio, AM 1240.
We're back here at the stadium where the Panthers have kicked off in the return out to about the 24-yard line on the return. That's Goodwin brings it back out. So it'll be first and 10 for the Saints from their own 24, check that, the 24-yard line. With 7:43 left to go here in the third period, Panthers up by a score of 47-17. Looking awful good tonight, offensively, Rich.
Looking extremely good. And here comes St. Louis with the quarterback in shotgun position, man in motion, going to the left, fake handoff to the right, number 9. So a gain of about to the 31-yard line. And that was Goodwin.
Goodwin picks up, we'll call it on the play, right at about 7 yards, almost 8. And it'll bring up a second down. We'll call it short 3, a long 2 from the their own 32-yard line. So he's got to get up near the little past the 24 for the first down, in between the 34 and 35. As Saints look to the bench, Panther defense lining up. Done a pretty good job tonight against a pretty good offensive team. So Hardy's waiting on the snap. He fakes a handoff. He's going to take it himself. And there's our initial Panther. That's Arsenault 26 on a hit right in the backfield. He falls forward near a little past the line of scrimmage. We'll call it third down. We'll call it third and about one. So third and one for the Saints. And clock moving at 6:43 left to go here in the third period. Well, they call it a first down. So he got a spot. Didn't think he did. Thought he'd be about a half yard short. So it brings up first down for the Saints from their own 34-yard line. The clock stops, or it's starting again as they move the change and have them set. So right now, Saints trying to get back in this ball game. They're down by 30 points with 6:32 left to go. Panthers just look so good offensively tonight, very crisp. Not many penalties, if any, on the Panthers. So waiting on the snap back, there's an inside handoff. No room there at all. As he gets back up to the line of scrimmage, maybe a half yard on the play, bring up second and nine. More can you say? I know Coach Indes was some concern during the spring about his defense, but right now, Rich, they look pretty good.
They sure do, and it appears that he's substituting some. Trevian Amos is in, Bailey Bruford's back in. So it looks like he's trying to get some experience to some of the younger players.
So right now it looks like we're going to have a timeout. Not sure who might have called that, but we're going to have a timeout with 5:56 left to go here in the third period. It's 47-17 Panthers. We'll be right back after this 30-second break on Team Radio.
On a motorcycle, parts are everything. That's why Allstate promises your bike will always be fixed with original equipment from the manufacturer. It's the Allstate Genuine Parts Guarantee, because genuine parts matter. Are you in good hands?
Now when you switch your motorcycle insurance to Allstate, you can save up to 40%. In New Iberia, call Allstate agent Jimmy Champagne today. Claims will be settled based on customer choice to obtain genuine parts, subject to terms, availability, and qualifications.
And now, back to the stadium on Kane Radio, AM 1240.
We're back here in Lake Charles for the Catholic High Panthers on top of the St. Louis Saints by the score of 47-17. With 5:56 left to go here in the third period. And this game has pretty much been all Panthers here in the first half. And right now the Panthers score on their first possession here in the second half. And it's second, and then we'll call it a long nine for the Saints from their own 35-yard line. Panthers looking for a pass, and they're going to see it. And as he shoots one down the field, and he's got a man open. It's off his fingertips at about the 35-yard line. And there goes a late flag. I'm not sure about that, but the flag did come out. And it was a jump ball, it looked like. And the ball was high up in the air. I didn't see where a Panther defender was hanging on him, but they called a flag.
You see, Andrew Kilpatrick came up encouraging the official to throw a flag, and I don't know if it had any impact, but the flag was thrown. So I think he thought he was in a field with.
So it's kind of a 15-yard mark off against the Panthers. They'll bring the ball approximately to midfield. So, of course, in high school football, as in college, not unlike the pros, they don't spot the ball at the place of the infraction. So they'll mark off 15 yards. So in some instances, if the guy's got you beaten, sometimes it might be right to tackle him if he's 50 yards down the field instead of giving him 50 yards, give up 15. So that's the only fallacy in that type of penalty. Meanwhile, first and 10 for the Saints from midfield. They're down 47-17, clock at 5:42. Hardy's in motion, got a man. He's going to hand off inside. He's got a little running room. He's across the 50, across the 45 of the Panthers, down to about the 44 where he's knocked out of bounds, but they're going to keep the clock rolling. So it picked up right at 6 yards. It'll be second and four for the Saints from the Panther 44. Thought he might have had a little better penetration than that, but not so, as the linesman marks it there. First and, I should say, second and four. Clock moving, 5:15, 5:14. Panthers with a large a lead and just haven't been stopped. I don't think the Panthers have punted tonight, so a good sign. As Hardy brings them up, he's got trips to the wide side of the field. One long setback here, number 80, Johnson. Sets Caesar to his right shoulder. Check that's a good one to his right shoulder. waiting on the snap. He's got it. He fakes it, so I'm blown the assignment, and he pushes forward for about 2 yards down to about the 42-yard line. So we'll call it pickup of two. So bring up third down and two as they spot the ball at the Panther 42. So another big down for the Panthers, Rich.
Yeah, and again, lots of substitutions coming in and out. Ben Emel's been in a good bit. Amos is in, and Bailey Broussard. So Coach Indes is certainly getting his younger guys some experience, having such a comfortable lead.
So with a third down and two, Hardy's got his team up at the line. He's waiting on the snap and the shotgun. He's going to fake it. He's going to take it around left end. He's got running room. He's got the first down. He's inside the 40. Knocks it down to about the 37, where it's first and 10 for the Saints. Clock moving. It stopped at 4-2. Coca-Cola first down as the Saints pick up their first down here in this drive, their third one. Of course, they got one courtesy of a Panther interference call. Panthers still doing some substituting. Looks like Marlon Brown coming into the game for LaNasa. So it's first and 10 for the Saints from the Panther 37. And a quick bark off by quarterback Hardy. Panthers looking to blitz a little bit the linebackers. Panthers in look like a 3-5. There's a snap back to him, inside handoff. He's got it. He pushes forward to about the 36. He picks up only about a yard. The host of Panthers in on the tackle. Just looks like 81 coming off the bottom of the stack, Rich.
Yep, 81, Andrew Mayu in on the tackle. And just got maybe a yard and a half gain on that run.
So it'll be second down and 9 from the Panther 36-yard line, 3:10 and the clock moving. As Hardy's got his team breaking the huddle. Not a whole lot of urgency on their part right now, down by 30 points. We'll see what the Panther defense has in store. As Hardy barks out the signals, he's waiting for the ball. He's got it. Looking. Just a quick slant to 80. He's got it. Tries to break away from a Panther receiver, defender, I should say. And that's number 3, Amos, on a fine job on the play. Trevian Amos on the tackle. But they pick up the first down by about a yard. So just a quick little look-in slant, Rich.
Yeah, and the ball was thrown right on time, hit him right in stride, and he was able to just lean in and fall forward to the first down.
So it's first and 10 for the Saints, looking to the sideline for their coach. Like I said a little earlier, not a whole lot of urgency on their part, down by 2:33 left to go, clock moving. It'll be inside 2:25 when they get the snap off, looking to the sidelines for a call. Panther defense shifting around. There's a sprint draw out to the right. He's got a little running room. He's got a lot of running room, and he trips forward inside the 20, down inside the 15 at the 13-yard line. It'll be another first and 10 for the Saints as the clock stops. Another Coca-Cola first down, and the Saints will have a first down. Looks like there's a little hold up here. Is there a flag somewhere? Can't see a flag. First down for the Saints, so move the sticks. Clock stops, 2:14 left to go here in the third period, 47-17, Panthers. St. Louis knocking on the door again. Panther defense, clock's in motion now. It'll be under 2 minutes when we get the next snap off. Panther defense just playing a whale of a game tonight, holding a team that scored 38 points on a 5A school last week, so last Saturday to be exact, in Sulphur. Snap back, hand off, nope. 20, is that 27 or 20? Trying to catch that number. That's number 20 for New Jersey in there for, and that's Michael Laverne, a freshman, on the carry. So Panther defense there after about a pickup of about a yard, Rich. They look good.
Yeah, and that wasn't a handoff. That was a little forward pitch to the running back as he came across the line. So a little risky if they miss it, but he caught it in stride again and was able to just gain a few yards.
What they call a jet handoff, but he kind of passed it forward, so I'm sure that's a completion, anything forward. So it is a pass. Coming from my mathematician over here, Philip Stevens, said it is a pass. So it brings up a second and 9 from the Panther 13, another pass out here in the flat behind the line of scrimmage, and he's going to take it into the end zone for the touchdown, trying to get a number on that as he's coming to the sideline. So, no, is that 30 or 38 trying to catch that number? Looks like 30 or 30 scored the touchdown, or is it 38? Trying to still make out that number, but it's 6 points on the board for the Saints, and it is 30. So it's 47 to 23, and it looks like Coach Indes is going to take a little timeout right here, talk to his young man. I think we're up to date on all our spots right now. So we're going to leave it right here as number 30 takes it in from 13 yards out, just on a quick little pass in the backfield, and he pushes it into the end zone as he pretty much went in untouched, waiting on the extra point try here by Ayub, the kicker. And Coach Indes, I think, had called a timeout just to talk to his lads. So don't think there's anybody hurt, as he's got the defensive team over here on the sideline speaking with them, trying to give them a little words of encouragement. 57 seconds left to go in the third period. St. Louis puts up their third touchdown of the night to go along with a field goal and two extra points. We're waiting for the extra point try as Ayub's into the game. And he's been successful two out of two extra points tonight. Number 14 will be the holder. And that's another Ayub. Pretty sure they're brothers. Of course, a few years ago, the Attorney General of the state of Louisiana was an Ayub from Lake Charles. Wonder if these maybe be his grandson or some type of relative. 57 seconds left to go here in the So we'll see what the extra point looks like. We're waiting for the snap. The holder, IU, the kicker, IU, waiting on the snap from the center. There it is. It's down. The kick's up. Oh, it might have been blocked. Or he just got it off. No good. So it's 47 to 23 with 57 seconds left to go here in the third period. Panthers looking awful sharp tonight. You're listening to Kane Radio, AM 1240, CHS Football. We'll be right back after this.
Acadiana, it's still too hot to haggle, so come on in and leave the hassle outside.
Arsenal Ford's got your 2017 Ford F-150 Super Crew. Now only $29,990. $29,990 for the Super Crew.
Now that's hot.
We're making it easy at Arsenal Ford.
Hi, this is Tony Landry. Join me for the CHS Brent Indes Show's Monday at 6 to 7:30. Brought to you in part by Romero's Power Sports, The Landscape Ranch, Freeman's Furniture, Action Specialties, Allstate Credit, and Sugar Oaks Golf Course.
When considering your health care, you don't have to leave Iberia Parish for nationally recognized care and service. Iberia Medical Center has been serving the parish and surrounding communities since 1960, celebrating 55 years of health care this year. They're recognized nationally for patient care, receiving the Women's Choice Award as one of America's best hospitals for patient experience for two consecutive years. They've received the Studer Group Excellence in Patients Care Award for communication with doctors, and they were designated as one of Louisiana's top hospitals in both 2013 and 14. Iberia Medical Center, improving the health and quality of life in our community.
And now, back to the stadium on Kane Radio, AM 1240.
Kickoff by Ayu goes deep into the end zone and out. As the Panthers will have the ball at their 20-yard line with 57 seconds left to go here in the third period. And I stand corrected. The OIs are going on me. So the ball was blocked, but it did partially get over the crossbar, and that's all that counts. So the kick's good. So it is 47 to 24. Panthers hold a 23-point lead as the final seconds of the third quarter will go away. And Coach Indes has his offensive club back on the field tonight as Diallo Landry will be in the shotgun formation. He's got trips to the right side of the field, single man over here, and waiting on the snap. He's going to hand off to Stokes, and Stokes cuts back. He's across the 20, spins down at the 26, possibly the 27, pick up a 7 yards on the play, and trying to find out maybe from a statistician how many yards that maybe Jaden's got tonight. He's got a 43-yard touchdown run along, I think, with another possibly run. So he had 73 yards at halftime. So clock's running down. He's got about 30 seconds left here in the – he's got 97 yards so far here through the third quarter. Second and three from the Panther 27 as Landry's looking to the sideline. They're going to run a little clock. Probably be the last play here in the third quarter. Second and three for the Panthers. There's a snap back to him. He's going to look to throw, and he's going to heave one down the field. It's going to be a little short. That pass is going to be incomplete, almost picked off by number 23 for the Saints and Seth Bouillon, and it's incomplete. So Coach Indes kind of pulling out some of the little rabbits out of his hat.
is, and Peter LeBlanc went from receiver to defensive back. He was able to get over the back of the near interception and strip the ball away. So it was a good heads-up play.
So we have 5 seconds left to go here in the third period. Panthers will be facing a third down and 3. Big down for them. They got to keep things going, hold on to that ball, maybe have a sustained drive, cut some time off that clock with a 23-point lead, 47-24. Landry looking to the sidelines. Got plenty of time on the 25-second clock. It's running down to 8-7. It's back under center. Barking the signal. He's going to hand off. Outside handoff. Breaks the tackle. That's Trey Henry. He's got the first down. He's pulled down about the 32-yard line. So first and 10 for the Panthers, and that's a quarter. So at the end of the third quarter, with the quarter change, it's 47-24 Panthers. And this is Kane Radio, AM 1240, Catholic High Football. We'll be right back after this message.
This is Lloyd Patu.
And I'm Little Lloyd.
At Southern Style Automotive, with our combined experience, we are able to bring you affordable, quality, pre-owned vehicles.
We take all trades, easy financing, and we give you a vehicle today.
And as a notary, I am available for your convenience. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, we are here for you. We now offer vehicle inspections also.
Southern Style Automotive, great deals, friendly service, and easy financing. And don't forget to like us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Boxcar Bajor inviting you to join me and PGA Golf professional Teddy Swyman for Chip Shots. Mondays from 5 to 6 p.m., we'll take an in-depth look at the local, state, and national golf scenes. And we invite you to chip in with your calls at 367-1240. Chip Shots is brought to you by GolfBalls.com and the Coca-Cola Bottling Company of New Iberia, as well as our club sponsors, Squirrel Run, Spanish Trail, and Sugar Oaks. So let's make a tee time for 5 p.m. on Mondays for Chip Shots on Kane. Stream us live on Kane1240.com and catch the podcast the next day.
And now, back to the stadium on Kane Radio, AM 1240.
You're listening to CHS Football here on Kane Radio, AM 1240. We start the fourth quarter here with the Panthers having a first and 10 on their own 32-yard line. As Panthers just offensively look so sharp tonight, I'm sure they've got over 500 yards in offense. They had over 400 in the first half. Diallo Landry in the shotgun's got trips to the wide side of the field, looking back to Coach Indes for a signal. One wide out, and that's Peter LeBlanc on the left side of the field. There's a snap back to him. He's going to throw it. Here comes the rush. He's got a screen pass out here. Looks like the Stokes. Stokes across the first down. He's got the first down and up to about the 48-yard line, where a pickup of right at about 16 yards in the play. So Panthers pick up. Diallo Landry's throwing the football tonight. He's pushing probably close to 300 yards now. So I think he's only had one incompletion, possibly two incompletions tonight. So Panthers have a first and 10 from their own 48. Clock moving now here in the fourth and final stanza, 47-24 Panthers. As Landry waiting for the shotgun, looking back to the sideline for some adjustments from Coach Indes, running a little clock. It's down under 10 seconds, 25-second clock. Makes an adjustment with the call. They've got 3 seconds to snap it, and they do. Back to Diallo, looking. He's going to try to fire some. He sprints out here to the right. He's got plenty of room to run a throw. There's a man wide open. That's 27, Leafery, and Leafery can't maintain his feet. He's got the ball, though, inside the 25, down to about the 22-yard line, which is a pickup of right at about 30 yards. So the Panthers pick up a big 30 yards, and they pitch and throw from Landry, Diallo Landry, to Cole Leafery. First and 10 Panthers at the Saints' 22-yard line pitch. I mean, that's just precision offense.
Sure is. It was a good throw. Diallo was running to his right, and maybe not as accurate. Cole would have got a few more yards had he been hitting stride, but he made a good catch and fell again forward and made a nice reception.
So first and 10 Panthers from the Saints' 22-yard line, looking to add to that 23-point lead. 10:50 left to go here in the fourth and final stanza. There's an inside handoff. Landry's going to take it himself. Runs over a tackler at about the 16, pushes it inside the 15 to the 14, where he picks up right at 8 yards on the play. So bring up second and 2 from the Saint 14-yard line. And clock moving, 47-24 Panthers. Just a precision offense tonight as Diallo goes towards the sideline, picking up something from Coach Indes. Not sure they'll do anything different, trying to keep it a little vanilla. He just wants to work that clock some, that 25-second clock, just burn as much time as they can off that clock. Panthers have a second and 2 from the Saints' 14-yard line, long 2, short 3. As Landry in the shotgun, tight formation, one wide out. That's Peter LeBlanc to the left. waiting on the snap. There it is. I think they got burned with too much time. They sure did. They got a little greedy, and they got cost them 5 yards. So they're going to walk off five, so they're going to bring it back to about the 19, where the Panthers will have second down and 7 yards to go. So not just trying to burn some clock, Rich. Can't blame them, but got a little too greedy.
And Ben didn't seem too happy about that, but they'll have another chance with a five-yard disadvantage in trying to get back there with second down.
So we'll call it second down. They say it's about seven. The ball's at the 19. Got wide receivers on either side of the field, one running back in the backfield, and that Stokes is handed off to him off left tackle. He's got inside the 15. He's got the first down or very close to it, and he's still going. He breaks tackles. They didn't blow the whistle, and he scored. He did score. The hands go up. Jaden Stokes, which looked like he was stopped not once, not twice, but three times, gets outside and just keeps pumping. And he takes it in from 19 yards out. And the Panthers have their 53rd point of the night with 9:37 left to go here in the fourth and final stanza. And waiting for Sam Robichaud's extra point. And also Peter LeBlanc on the hold. And there's the whistle waiting on the snap. And there it is. There's the kick. It looks good from here. And it is. So with 9:37 left to go here in the fourth and final stanza, it's the Catholic High Panthers 54 and the St. Louis Saints 24. We'll be right back after this brief message.
This is Dan LeBlanc, General Manager for David Funeral Homes. In your time of need, we make personalization a priority, allowing family and friends to tell a story of a lifetime by using photos and memorabilia so that your family can pay tribute to a loved one. David Funeral Homes is under new management, and we are still locally owned and family-grown. Pre-planned funeral arrangements are affordable, and pre-planned arrangements from other funeral homes are transferable. Our prices remain very competitive. To speak with a staff member for more information, call 369-6336. David Funeral Homes, where our family serves your family at your time of need.
Hey guys, Mike Armentor here. We're all busy and time is short, but you can still get her the right gift for any occasion, every time, with Armentor Jewelers Personal Shopper Service. Get started right on our homepage. Tell us what you're looking for, what you want to spend, and when you need it. Your personal shopper will contact you with the best options available. Don't waste time flipping through websites. We know where to find what you need. And at Armentor Jewelers, our service is always free. Get started online at armentorjewelers.com. Armentor Jewelers, New Iberia, Abbeville, Park Lafayette.
And now, back to the stadium on Kane Radio, AM 1240.
Ready for the kickoff from Sam Robichaud as he approaches it. And there it goes. End-over-end kick is going to come up a little short as it's fielded right at the same five-yard line by a Saint player that's number 27, and he's knocked down. That's Williams. As he crossed the 20-yard line, they're going to spot it right at the 20, looks like the 22-yard line, so it'll be first and 10 Saints with the Panthers with a 54-24 lead with 9:31 left to go here in the fourth and final stanza. The Panthers right now, Rich, just I don't think they've punted tonight. They haven't been stopped, didn't turn the ball over. Might have had one fumble, and I think that was on the Jaden Stokes punt return, but he jumped on top of the ball. Just a pure great game tonight by Coach Indes.
Yep, they seem to have it rolling early in the season. And again, the plus stage team, the large people, large players last week, and now he's run across a small team, which you see, they seem to have adapted well. Here comes number 21 on a run out. It's just about a 3 yard run. Set it out to the right and came back to the left. Nice tackle, and so it'll be a gain of maybe 4 or 5 yards, and he's second down.
Yeah, in on that tackle was Zill Cormier and Christopher Landry. They were in on the tackle for the Panthers. It brings up second down. We'll call it right at about 6 yards, a long six, maybe a short seven. So, Hardy in the shotgun formation where he's been just about all night. There's a snap back to him, handoff inside. There's a host of Panthers there. Looks like who's that on the Panthers? Is that email there, 99, in on the tackle, which certainly was. And he just blew past the center. Just what a great gap blow. I mean, he just blew right by him through the gap and in on the tackle for the loss of a yard. So fine job by that young man, email. As Ben gets in the game, 99. Panthers also still have some of their regulars in the game, especially their defensive halfbacks. There comes a sub in. Looks like Diallo Landry into the game at a safety spot. see if Hardy's going to drop back to throw. He's got two wide receivers to the wide side of the field, and I don't know if that was a flag or maybe a procedure, a false start. Yeah, but it looks like Boss St. Louis. It's 8:09 left to go here in the fourth and final stanza. It's 54-24. The Catholic High Panthers over the St. Louis Saints. And bring a little history into this game, Richard. They were formerly Landry Memorial High School, and the Panthers played them back in the mid-60s and were successful beating them a couple times, but since then have had a tough time beating them. So brings up third down, we'll call it 11, with a five-yard penalty walk-off. As Hardy's in the shotgun formation, drops back because a big rush by the Panthers. It's going to be a screen pass. It's over to number 9. He's got some running room, breaks it outside. And there's a Panther player there to knock him down. He's close to first down yardage, Joe, and I think he's got it. Let's see where they mark it. Ooh, it's going to be close. And did he get the left foot or the right foot spot? Oh, they might have to measure this. Now looking at it, the ball's at the 32. And the first down marker looks like it's a little past the 32. It's going to be, looks like they're going to measure it. And they're going to measure it right here, it looks like. Anyway, Rich, what more can you say about the Panther offense tonight? I mean, and the defense, is, even though they've given up 24 points, they played a solid game tonight, Rich.
They sure have. And on that last play, Joe Cormier made a, even though it's close to the first down, he made a great tackle to keep it at least to the first down, because it would have been a big game had he not done that, forcing the guy out of bounds or near the out of bounds line. So here comes the chain crew showing the set I recognize down there, bringing it to the officials on our side of the field from the visitor side. And it appears to be just a little short, about 3 inches. So they'll get it back to the center of the field, and it'll be third down, or fourth down. Just a couple inches short.
So St. Louis coach Charlie Carr, it was a big decision, down by 30 points and facing a fourth down in probably about 6 inches or less. And he's called his team over in the sideline, and I'm pretty sure they're going to go for it. I don't see IU coming on the field. I mean, you got to play with a little pride right here. So we'll see what Coach Cryer has up his sleeve here on fourth down and inches. And a little information here on Coach Charlie Cryer that I picked up earlier this afternoon. He was the young man that Bo Ryan spoke with last before the tragic plane crash in 1980. When Bo Ryan was killed tragically in that flight over the Atlantic. He was the last recruit that Bo Ryan spoke to come play for the LSU Tigers. So a little history there for you. As Hardy's in the shotgun, waiting on a snap, and don't know if they might call the never play, and that's never snap the ball. So we'll see. Panthers just have their basic defense in. And he's going to hand it off. Number 9, he's got the first down, and he's over the 35 up to the 37-yard line, so a pickup right of about 5 yards on the play. So first and 10 for the Saints. Clock moving inside 7 minutes with 6:57. It stops on the Coca-Cola first down. And, Rich, that's pretty much all they could do, even down by the 30-point margin.
Yeah, they needed to go for it, and it's good to see that they made it as they come out of the huddle for the first play, first down play. They have a receiver to the right. And one split to the left. Hardy's back in shotgun. Gets the ball. Hands off to the running back. Stopped right at the line of scrimmage. Maybe even a half a yard loss.
Yeah, a host of Panthers in on the tackle. Coming off the stack last. Looked like that's Arsenal, I believe. Number 26 it is. So we'll call it if he picked up 1 yard, I don't think he did. So we'll call it second and 10 from the Saint 37-yard line. The clock will be inside 6 minutes when they get this next snap off here in the fourth and final quarter. Panthers up 54-24. All offense for Coach Indes tonight and his troops. Hardy waiting on the snap. He's got it. And a quick little slant pass that looks like 30, and he's got it. And that's a big reception for him. He scored earlier in the last touchdown that St. Louis had put up, and he's the ball's going to be marked at right about the 45-yard line of St. Louis. So we'll pick up right at about 8 yards in the play. Looks like there's a timeout on play, and we're going to hold it here. So most of our spots are cut up. 5:47 left to go in this ball game. 54-24 Catholic High over St. Louis Saints. And just precision offense, defense making, picking up shots, doing a good job of running down players. So what more could you say, Rich?
Well, you never know what happens when you come into the games like this, but from the first quarter on, Catholic High jumped on them early, and it seems like St. Louis put a little fight in between there, scoring a touchdown when it was 14-7. But ever since then, Catholic High just seemed to dominate both sides of the ball and the special teams as well. So solid performance. I'm sure there'll be some things to talk about, but overall, it was a good game.
So the Panther defense doing their job tonight. Not sure how many yards they might have given up tonight, the Panther defense, but we're hearing 355 from statistician Philip Streva. So, but the offense, I'm sure, is into the 500-yard mark, maybe pushing 534. So not much they picked up here in the second half, but the Panthers have put two touchdowns up on the board. So that's pretty much all you can say if that match scores with St. Louis. So shotgun formation, Hardy's in it, standing at his 40. He's going to take a little option. He's going to keep it. He's across midfield, deep in down in the Panther territory, I should say, not deep, as he's knocked down right at about the 48, 47 and a half yard line. So it's first and 10, though. He picks up the first down. The clock's stopped on the Coca-Cola first down. 5:32 left to go in the football game. Panthers up by 30 as Coach Indes is getting some fresh faces in the game. We're trying to get off some numbers here for you. Looks like we've got trying to catch up. Of course, it's standing with me vertically. I can't make out those numbers. But in the meantime, shotgun formation, wide receivers on either side of the ball. Hand off to Kerrigan. He's running right. That's Goodwin. Panthers miss a tackle right in the backfield, but he pushes forward inside the 45 down to about the 43, where he picks up right about 5 yards on the play. Got some fresh numbers for us, Rich?
Manasseh was on that tackle. That's not a fresh number, but 25's in there. Marlon Brown and, of course, Craig Courget was in. I think Ben Enel's still up front there. And Noah Brusso is in. Yeah, so they're getting some. 44, Kobe Preston. Okay. Handoff right up the middle, and I think they actually lost a yard and a half on that one. Number 9, Enel in on the tackle. Number 9, Goodwin, the runner. He's going to be a tie boy tonight. He's been active.
He certainly has, and the Panthers stop him for a yard loss in the play. So they move. So it'll be third down. We'll call it about 4 from the Panther 42-yard line. As maybe his forward motion carried him back to the line of scrimmage, but no more than that. Panthers do a good job of meeting him in the backfield. Email number 99. So we'll see what the Saints can do here on third down. Down by 30 points with 3:40 left to go in the ball game. Hardy's going to drop back. He's going to just fling it out there. It's incomplete. He tries to hit his wide receiver just on a little button hook. He went downfield about 8-10 yards, and then just a turnaround, quick pass. He was back off his left shoulder, incomplete. So he brings up a fourth down, and I'm sure Coach Pryor is going to go for it. They're signaling in a play now. Don't see IU coming onto the field for a punt. So right now, Panther defense can pretty much stop them here and get the ball back and pretty much run out the clock with about 3:35 left to go in the fourth quarter. 54-24 Panthers. Snap back to Hardy, looking. He's going to shoot one down the field. It's incomplete as getting a hand on the ball. Looks like number 26, Arsenault, and it's incomplete. And it's first down Panthers at their own 42-yard line, Rich.
Yeah, pass is intended for number 21, Jeremiah Souza, but they had two players on it that were able to knock the ball down and get it away from him. So, time out on the field, Calisar.
Yeah, we're going to hold it here. We just about got all our spots up to date right now, and 3:30 left to go in this ball game. Panther offense with 530 35, 34 yards right now, looking to add to it. They'll have a first and 10. We'll probably see a lot of fresh jerseys at the game. Maybe Richard can spot a few.
Yeah, number 10, Nicholas Barnes in. Number 60 is Marshall Schechtschneider. 76 seems to be a new one. Kobe Abreu, 12, also Thomas Landry. He's been in some. 20, Cole Broussard. Go ahead, Bart. He's in. So, yeah, it's great that the starters can get a little rest and some of these younger guys would get. Amos is in. He's been in now. Probably the one of the only ones that's been in. 68, John Larry is in.
First down, Amos takes the ball and he just sprints out to the. He's got the first down and more as he crosses midfield and is knocked down right about the 40. We'll go spot at the 44 yard line with a ref on the near side. So a big pickup there of approximately 19 yards on the play. So Panthers pick up a first down as Amos just took it to the left and you got an official's timeout. They're trying to just get the markings right and official's timeout. Not sure what that's about. I don't see any injury on the field. Maybe it's an equipment change. That's what I think it may be. As one of the Saints is coming to the sideline, number 23, it looks like, and that's Seth Bouillon. He's being replaced by number 87, and that's Gavin Fontenot. Fontenot coming into the game to play at a cornerback spot. So Amos in quarterback for the Panthers. Panthers have two wide receivers in inside, and it's Chris Landry in at quarterback. So Chris takes a snap. He's going to hand it off. Running wide here. Is that Zoe Cormier, number one, picks up about 3 yards on the play. Check that, 4 yards on the play. He gets right at the 40-yard line. Clock inside 3 minutes, 2:56, and it's moving. 54-24 Panthers. As right now, the Panthers just can do no wrong offensively. Got a bunch of new faces in the game. I'm trying to make out if that's 58 or if that's 68. 68, so 68, and that's... John Larive. So getting some coaching here from some spotters. Anyway, Chris Landry, quarterback, looking over the sidelines. Got Bill Cormier on his left shoulder. Two wide receivers either side of Chris on the offensive line. Inside handoff to Bill Cormier. He's got the first down and more. And he's going inside, pushing inside the 30. They're going to spot it as he gets up and spins around. And so first down Panthers at the 30-yard line. As Zoe Cormier carries it for approximately 10 yards. Clock moving as it stopped on the Coca-Cola first down for the Panthers. 54-24, Rich. The offensive juggernaut just continues.
Yeah, and they just start thinking the wind-down mode. Zoe seems to be the only starter that's in there. Everybody else is just getting some playing time, which is a great thing. And trying to get these last 3 minutes. 154, actually. Close the game out.
So a keeper by Chris Landry, and Chris pushes forward down inside the 30 to about the 28-yard line. So we'll call it a pickup of two. Brings up second and eight. The clock at 1:38 and moving. Should be the last series of the ball game. Panthers just have to hold on to the ball, can run three more snaps. They should run off the clock as Coach Indes is sure is looking at the 25-second clock. And they've got 1:24 left to go in the game, right at about 80 ticks now. And it's 15 seconds on the 24-second clock, and it's moving down. It'll be at 10 seconds. Chris staring straight at it, and he's just going to run it down to about 2 or 3 seconds, waiting on the snap. They snap it with 3 seconds. Inside handoff, nothing there for a Panther running back, trying to catch a number here. And who's that running for the Panthers? That's Trey Henry. As Henry's knocked down for maybe a yard loss on the play at the most. 50 seconds left, 49, 48, and 25 seconds on. So we'll have this will be third down territory for Catholic High. Chris Landry going to the sidelines to pick up a call from Coach Indes, trying to tell him we're going to run that 24-second clock down to nothing. And at the 24-second clock, 20 is down to a 6 seconds. 25 on the big clock, scoreboard clock, inside handoff, nothing there, but pushing forward is Trey Henry inside the 25 down to about the 23-yard line. You got 16, 15 seconds left to go in the game. Panthers don't have to snap it again unless St. Louis calls a timeout. And looks like we're going to have a final score. Somebody stopped the clock. Oh, they got a flag on the play. A face mask. That gives the Panthers a first down, so that's a ball game. They don't have to even, unless they start the clock. I think the Panthers have that option. They can just snap it and run the clock out. So that's one of the new rules in high school football. When the penalty's on the opposing team, under 2 minutes. So we've just seen the last play of the game. The ball's going to be spotted after the walk-off at the, we'll call it the 13-yard line. So it's first and 10 Panthers, and there goes the clock, and that should be it because the Panthers don't have to snap it. So, Rich, what more can you say? 54-24 Panthers, never beaten St. Louis in the last 20 years or so, but tonight a big win.
Solid game. Coaching staff has to be happy, Talakai, with the performance on all teams. As the coaches hug and shake hands at midfield, along with the players. But overall, a good performance and solid. And it doesn't appear that there were any injuries or anything. So get ready for next week.
Yeah, the Panthers have another big game next week against St. Thomas Aquinas, and that's going to be in New Iberia Catholic High. But we're going to take a quick break and come back with a wrap-up. Final scores, the Catholic High Panthers 54 and the St. Louis Saints 24. We're going to take a three-minute break, and we'll be back right after this. You're listening to Kane Radio, AM 1240.
Lawns Unlimited has been in business since 1999, serving all of Acadiana, including the Catholic High campus. Lawns Unlimited offers lawn maintenance, landscaping, irrigation, lighting, water features, sod, dirt work, laser leveling, drainage work, and bush hogging. Insect and turf disease control are also available as well. Lawns Unlimited is licensed and insured, giving free estimates to commercial and residential customers. Give Chad Evans a call at 337-380-3627 and let Lawns Unlimited earn your business. Locally owned and operated, good luck to the Panthers and all of the Acadiana area teams.
Catholic High School is dedicated to the development of 4th through 12th grade students through academic excellence and Christ-centered values rooted in caring discipline, compassion, and zeal. CHS offers a variety of classes to serve all students, including band, photography, dual enrollment college credit courses, as well as 14 sports for male and female students. Call us today for your personal tour and visit www.chspanthers.com for more details.
Live local talk, it's Tesh Matters on the Voice of the Tesh, New Iberia's only daily live call-in talk show.
Your radio station, I will keep you informed so you can keep the public informed. I'm not trying to omit any of the other medias. People like TV are getting into the homes immediately, or radio is. The paper doesn't get out fast enough. I'm not omitting them.
Tesh Matters, weekdays on Kane Radio, AM 1240.
How do you decide which dealership to buy a car from? I mean, they all get the same incentives and rebates from the manufacturer, so price isn't really the issue. Isn't it really about how you're treated, the service you get while buying your car, how well they take care of your vehicle after the sale, and about who you trust? At J.P. Thibodeau Honda, Nissan, and Kia, we work hard to make the car buying experience a great one. We know that you know what you want in a vehicle and how much you want to spend, so J.P. Thibodeau will offer you the new Honda, Nissan, or Kia you want with no hassle pricing, no hidden dealer fees, and we make the transaction easy. At J.P. Thibodeau, we make ownership easy too, offering 24/7 online service scheduling and a complimentary maintenance package. Visit J.P. Thibodeau Honda, Nissan, and Kia, where you make the drive and we'll make the deal. Highway 90, exit 126, or at jpthibodeau.com.
J.P. Thibodeau.
People make all kinds of mistakes with life insurance, like having some coverage but not enough to keep your family in the house, or only having life insurance through work and then losing your job. Want to avoid those mistakes? Get an Allstate agent. They can help you get the coverage your family needs at an affordable price. Are you in good hands?
Call New Iberia Allstate agent Jimmy Champagne today and ask for a complimentary life insurance review. Life insurance offered by Allstate Life Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois, and Lincoln Benefit Life Company, Lincoln, Nebraska.
And now, back to the stadium on Kane Radio, AM 1240.
We're back here in Lake Charles with the Catholic High Panthers victorious in a non-district game as they downed the St. Louis Saints by the score of 54-24. And Richard's got some quick stats here. Richard, take it away.
Well, Calakai ends up with a total of 569 yards to St. Louis's 368. Passing yards, Diallo was 7-for-9 for 282 yards. The passing for St. Louis was 157. Rushing was 287 for Calakai and 211 to St. Louis. First downs were 23. Calakai and St. Louis had 22. Overall, just again, a fairly dominating performance by the Panthers. In spite of a high-scoring game, it was well done. The team looked fairly disciplined tonight. They run a lot of penalties, and so they have a little while to celebrate before looking forward to next week with St. Thomas, right?
So the Panthers with a big win tonight. They head back home next week to face St. Thomas Aquinas out of Hammond, Louisiana. Of course, as always, this game was brought to you in part by Alfred Ackle Insurance, Armitage Jewelry, Spanish Lake Market, Hike Minville and Grubbs, Gulf America Wire Rope, Romero's Power Sports, The Landscape Ranch, Freeman's Furniture, Action Specialties, Allstate Credit, Sugar Oaks Golf Course, Birchester Investments, R&R Glass, Coca-Cola, Landry Watkins, Rapansky & Bro, Smoker's Choice, Southern Style Automotive, Coca-Cola of New Iberia, Arsenal Ford, Iberia Medical Center, Jimmy Champagne Allstate, McDonald's, to Larry Miller, J.P. Thibodeau, D.A. Bo Dewey, A-Bears Garden Center, Johnny's Pizza, Acadiana Hearing Center, and, of course, your happy final is the Catholic High Panthers 54, the St. Louis Saints 54. And be sure to stay tuned to High School Football Wrap-Up with Ken Trahan's original prep post-game report and all the scores from the area and the state right after this broadcast. And with that, we're going to say good night and God bless.